800-700-1278. The LASIK Vision Institute, offering better vision at a better value. Call today, 1-800-700-1278. 1-800-700-1278.
Jay Martha, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Terrorists testing security limits.
You certainly can't dismiss that there's the possibility of a dry run here.
More heat on MySpace.
We will act appropriately in court if necessary.
Long hours on the road. How much is too much for truckers?
11 was too much. You get tired.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Are terrorists planning dry runs for new attacks in this country? Federal officials say they might be, and they're armed with some new evidence. Live to CBS's Sam Litzinger in Washington. Sam, what's been found?
Unusual objects, Steve. Officials are telling airport security personnel to be on the lookout for anyone trying to bring them onto planes.
They've had a series of seizures that are, if you will, rather curious.
CBS News security consultant Paul Kurtz says we're talking about things like wires, switches, pipes, even blocks of cheese. He says this alert amounts to a heads up from the feds.
TSA is doing the right thing and letting people know they've seen something interesting. They want individuals, they want TSA to be on the lookout for similar types of materials.
Most concerned would be terrorists are probing the security system, Steve.
A commission formed after care lapses were uncovered at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center gives its recommendations to President Bush this morning. More and more Iraq vets who've returned need treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's a problem that's also plaguing private contractors who've come home, too. Chicago psychologist Paul Brand's been hired by a major contractor to look into this.
The concern is these people come home and are usually unaware of what those symptoms are, and they find themselves having difficulty maintaining a job or have difficulty maintaining relationships at home.
In Iraq today, a large Sunni group says it suspended its membership in the government, another setback in Prime Minister al-Maliki's attempts at national reconciliation. It seems on MySpace there's plenty of space for sexual predators, a lot of them. And CBS's Cammy McCormick says there's new pressure on the popular website to do something about it.
MySpace had previously acknowledged 7,000 sex offenders had used the site. Now that number has quadrupled. And attorneys general like Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal are pressuring MySpace to get tough.
Certainly this 29,000 number is dramatic evidence that stronger action is needed.
MySpace says it removes sex offenders from the site, but Blumenthal and others believe age verification, identity checks, and even parental permission may be the only ways to protect children. Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
Internet dangers aside, how are American children and teens doing these days? CBS's John Harchie takes a look at a brand new national report.
There's some good news on the well-being of America's children, according to the latest Kids Count data book.
There was an improvement in the teen birth rate. There also was a drop in the percent of teens who are high school dropouts.
But Annie E. Casey Foundation researcher Laura Beaver says poverty is a problem.
There continues to be, especially in the area of family economic security, there continues to be deterioration.
Beaver adds the annual report is intended to keep kids' needs high on the agenda of public officials. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
And in the classroom, CBS's Dave Barrett joins us with the latest look at what teachers are focusing on. Dave?
For a half dozen years, educators have stressed more math and reading to comply with the No Child Left Behind mandate. Roughly two out of three schools polled by the Center on Education Policy say they have increased class time for those two topics. But there are only so many hours in a school day. Many teachers say they've had to cut time for elementary music and art, sometimes science, social studies, and even gym, Steve.
From the halls of higher education, supporters of a University of Colorado professor angered over his firing. Ward Churchill blasted 9/11 victims in an essay using a Nazi reference, calling them Little Eichmanns. His attorney, David Lane, says the university can expect a lawsuit.
To the public at large, the message is there will be a payback for free speech.
The university says this.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Conduct. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Ward Churchill still defiant.
They claimed it was scholarship right up to the moment where they had to stand the test that they subjected me to. That's a farce, but more than that, it's a fraud. So, yes, we will be going into court to expose the nature of that fraud.
The CU prof who compared some victims of 9/11 to the Nazis plans to file a lawsuit today challenging his dismissal. The University of Regents voting 8-1 to dismiss the ethnic studies professor. Churchill's lawyer says he will file a First Amendment lawsuit.
It sends an absolutely atrocious message to the academic community all over the country. If you stick your neck out and make politically inflammatory comments, your reputation will be destroyed by the university bent on destroying you, and ultimately, your tenured position will be forfeited.
University officials have said Churchill's remarks about 9/11 were protected under the First Amendment. However, school investigators reviewing his other works accused him of plagiarism, falsification, and other academic misconduct. And a memorial to the victims of the Columbine Massacre will be dedicated September 21st. The $1.5 million memorial will sit in a park next to the school where two student gunmen killed 12 classmates and a teacher before killing themselves more than 8 years ago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Crews a little late picking up those orange cones south of Denver on I-25 between Larkspur and Toma Road. That was from the overnight construction, so you might encounter some minor delays there. We also have some road work if you're DIA bound on Pena Boulevard, 35-mile-per-hour speed limit through that zone between Gun Club and Jackson Gap. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny with a high of 95. Tonight we'll get some
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this?
there's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
That we really, really must talk. And I am cringing that Barry Bonds may break Hank Aaron's record today. That just makes me sick to my stomach. Steroid boy.
He'd have to have a really good day. He needs three to break it, two to tie it.
I know, John, but he's done that before.
He has,
I mean, the
but
guy
what
could.
Was that, 2001?
Yeah, but still, he's, you know, he has a habit of doing that when he's up on it. Who
that
knows?
That one year that he had over 50 home runs, he hit 73. Quite strange.
73. Really strange. And his arms bulked up and his head even got bigger. How did that happen? So we'll see.
But he got smaller where it really matters.
Yeah, I don't go there, and I haven't ever seen Barry Bonds in any way, shape, or form. Thank you very much. Bum, bum, bum. Okay, we have serious things to talk about, too, and of course we're going to tackle Ward Churchill. We're going to talk about protesters. We're going to talk about the Iraq War, though, first this hour. And we have a great guest. We have Chris Hedges, who is one of the finest foreign correspondents working and is now an author. He used to work for the New York Times, and he will be joining us. He has a searing article in one of the latest editions. I believe it's the July 30th edition of The Nation magazine, and we thank The Nation for bringing our attention to this particular series. He wrote it with a co-author, and it is sad. And we're going to try to cover it from every direction we can, because there's also been a story about little old ladies in Grand Junction, Colorado, contributing to a war fund that helps some of these Iraq veterans who are getting accused of violence against the Iraqis. And we're talking about excessive violence. This story, though, makes your heart break. And it reminds us once again that overnight, one of the stories that came out, and we warned you, the Bush administration has no intention of doing a short-term a surge and getting out. Why no? The news overnight is the Bush administration is planning to stay through 2009. And this is the famous General David Petraeus. This is what, you know, betray us. Get it? Petraeus. Basically they're planning. And you know, it's just so sad to read the article because... And on a day when Fort Lewis is contemplating conflating memorial services for veterans, it's just, again, an infuriating series of news about this ill-considered, ill-conceived, and illegal war. The classified plan that they have come up with lately represents a coordinated strategy of the American top commander, that would be David H. Petraeus, and the American ambassador. And they have Ryan C. Crocker. They have apparently briefed Robert Gates and William Fallon, who is now head of Central Command. Basically, you know, and it's like, remember Hillary Rodham Clinton getting excoriated on Fox News and everywhere else for daring to ask the Pentagon, do you have a plan to leave Iraq? And they said, no, you're a traitor because you're asking. No, apparently they're casting aspersions on her because they do have a plan. It's called staying in Iraq. The detailed document is known as the Joint Campaign Plan. It's an elaboration of the new strategy Bush signaled in January. This according to Michael R. Gordon in the New York Times yesterday morning. He's going to send five additional American combat brigades and other units to Iraq. This signals a bit of a shift, though. It emphasizes transferring to Iraqis, remember the last strategy? I know, let's let the Iraqis take charge. It would be their country. Let them take responsibility for taking care of their country. Wow, what an idea. However, there's a problem with this. Putting a premium on protecting the Iraqi population in Baghdad? No. Here's the thing. We're still going to protect Baghdadis, but we're going to... I just have to read you some of this plan, because all I kept writing last night when I was reading this article was, what, again? This didn't work the first time. You think it's going to work again? How is this different? Here, and I quote, the idea behind the surge was to bring stability and security to the Iraqi people, primarily in Baghdad, because it is the political heart of the community, and by doing so, give the Iraqis the time and space needed to come to grips with the tough issues they face and enable reconciliation to take place. This, according to Colonel Peter Mansour, who's an executive officer to General Petraeus. Here is the sense of it. If eventually the Iraqi government and various sects and groups do not come to some sort of agreement on how to share power, or how to divide resources, or how to reconcile and stop the violence, then the assumption on which the surge strategy based was invalid, and we'll have to relook the strategy. Dun, 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 dun. Here they are signaling, we're going to change. Hi, look. This is a hard right turn. What they're going to do is carry out clear, hold, and build. Sound familiar? That's because we've heard it at least five times before. They determined, get this, news from the front, Iraq is in a, quote, communal struggle for power, close quote. I'm laughing, but this is so sad. This is just so incredibly sad. It's like the entertainment business and William Goldman, folks. They have no idea what to do. They're just slinging those words up onto a board and going, I know, let's run this up the flagpole. Wink, 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 wink. We're going to try a dozen different things. Maybe one of them will flatline, said one senior officer. One of them will do this much. One of them will do this much more. After a while, we believe there's a chance you will head into success. I'm not saying we are absolutely headed for success. Okay, I feel so safe and so wonderful, and as if they're listening to us, don't you? If you had any doubts before that you need to vote for a Democrat, basically, you know, I like mixed government. I like a little back and forth between the different branches. But we've got a Supreme Court that's so hard right and so conservative that I think if the Congress and the executive branch went Democratic for a while, it would actually just pretty much keep our heads above water. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina Michaels is standing by with AM 760 Progressive Traffic. I'm standing by for you and your thoughts this morning on Iraq. I know it's early, but we have a special guest, Chris Hedges, at the bottom of the hour, who wrote a searing and sad article about the challenges that our Marines and Army soldiers are facing in Iraq, and just how easy it is to slip over into the madness of war and the excesses of war. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM Progressive, 760 Progressive Talk. Meanwhile, the administration showing no signs of intelligent life in the universe or in Iraq is yet again coming up with another bold, new, brave plan. It's called Throw Something Against the Wall. Hey, maybe something will stick. It's 619. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And here's Gina Michaels with Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Aaron. So far, we're off to a pretty good start for the drive. Nothing right now in terms of wrecks to worry about. Do have the usual heavy traffic forming through Commerce City, westbound I-76 between 74th and I-25. Find the same slowdowns on eastbound 270 and, of course, southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today, we're going to have a mostly sunny day. It's another hot one expected with a high of 95. Right now, under fair skies, it's 68 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by refueling your vehicle in the evening on hot summer days and avoiding unnecessary idling when you can. For more information, go to ozoneaware.org.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Authorized 9907.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then Jeff and I got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. You've seen our ads on TV. Now is the time to call. For free information, just call 1-800-400-5581. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. Call right now for free information. 1-800-400-5581. 1-800-400-5581.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. The other story that we're going to look at today is Arlen Specter's grilling of Albertico Gonzalez yesterday. And, you know, John, even though it kind of steps on our Iraq topic, and I do want to talk about Iraq, so get in your questions now. 303-713-7600. Are you outraged? Here again, the administration planning to keep us in Iraq until at least 2009. They're talking about maybe a lesser footprint. But the way they're fumfering around in the New York Times yesterday, it sounds like it's more the same, different day. So I want to know what you think, and wait till you hear these stories that Chris Hedges and his partner can accumulated. There's an LA Times editorial that talks about it. We need to talk at 303-713-7600. 1-3-7600. And then we have some sound because I want to sort of billboard this show right now because we're having a guest come on aboard at the bottom of the hour. So here's some sound yesterday from Alberto Gonzalez being grilled before Senators Arlen Specter and Patrick Leahy, who really gave him a very rough time yesterday, deservedly so. You won't believe this. He actually denies that he went in and badgered, then very ill, Attorney General John Ashcroft when he was in the hospital. And I don't know, you tell me, is this guy one of the lamest attorneys general you've ever seen in your life or what? And I think that's objective fact. I don't even think that's partisan. Republicans must wince when they hear this clip.
The disagreement that occurred and the reason for the visit to the hospital center was about other intelligence activities. It was not about the terrorist surveillance program that the president asked the American people. Now, I would like
Attorney
the opportunity...
General, do you expect us to believe that?
Well, may I have the opportunity to talk about another very important meeting in connection with the hospital visit that puts it into context? There was an emergency meeting in the White House Situation Room that afternoon. It involved senior members of the administration and the bipartisan leadership of the Congress, both House and Senate, as well as the bipartisan leadership of the House and Senate Intel Committees, the Gang of Eight. The purpose of that meeting was for the White House to advise the Congress that Mr. Comey had advised us that he could not approve the continuation of vitally important intelligence activities despite the repeated approvals during the past 2 years of the same activities.
Okay, assuming you're leveling with us on this occasion. No, I want to move to the point about how can you get approval from Ashcroft for anything when he's under sedation and incapacitated for anything.
May I continue the story, Ms.
No, I want you to answer Senator, my question.
Senator, obviously, there was concern about General Ashcroft's condition, and we would not have sought, nor did we intend, to get any approval from General Ashcroft if, in fact, he wasn't fully competent to make that decision. But there are no rules governing whether or not General Ashcroft can decide. I'm feeling well enough to make this decision.
But Attorney General Gonzalez, he had already given up his authority as Attorney General.
And
Ashcroft was no longer Attorney General.
And he could always reclaim that. There are no rules
while he's in the hospital under sedation.
Again, we didn't know. We knew, of course, that he was ill, that he had surgery.
Not making any progress here. Let me go to another topic.
Doesn't that make you feel just so confident in your government? Doesn't that make you feel that, oh, hey, if any of us have any redress problems or any justice to problems, hey, they'll take care of us, won't they? Wow, it is just so frightening. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez looks lame, disjointed, as if he's making it up as he goes along, and this is the top lawyer of our government? Oh, never mind. I can't put our in that sentence. This is the top lawyer of their government? This is the man in whom we entrust our Constitution and its enactment? This is the man who is to preserve and protect our system of laws, not men? No, thank you. No, thank you. Three times. No, thank you. Four times. No, thank you. Infinity. 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 and the J. Marvin Show. Progressive Talk. Look, I know that I have a point of view, and it may differ than yours, but this is objective. This man needs to go. I know it's good for the Democrats to have him in because he's so pathetic and lame. But this is sad, irrespective of the fact that they actually badgered a man who could have been dying for all kinds of things. I mean, it's just pathetic. It's like, it even seems almost unfair to go after them for this because he is so lame. Now, the other news on the table is that the U.S. has seen in Iraq until at least 2009. That's at least 2009. So those of you who are on the fence wondering, gee, should I vote for a Democrat, but I'm really committed to the Green Party, or I'm really committed, I hate all the Democrats, they're just too conservative for me. Well, just think about what a right-wing conservative such as Fred Thompson will do with the kind of plan this is. By General David Petraeus. This is not hopeful. This is very scary that they keep coming back to the well and saying, oh, I know, we have a plan. Look, let's have more of the same. Let's throw something up against the wall and we don't want the Iraqis to take care of themselves. We'll take care of them. That doesn't seem to be helping. They seem to be ignoring you and going on vacation. But then again, we've got a president of the United States who has been on vacation more than any other of our commanders-in-chief ever, taken more vacation days than anyone ever, and had many more crises than, you know, than most presidents ever contemplated facing. I mean, certainly Roosevelt had more, but then he served three and change terms. The other war, Iraq, bears witness. The vets bear witness. This is an incredible series. It is in the July 30th issue of The Nation. It is, in their own words, basically, and many veterans from Colorado, too, Grand Junction, Denver, Colorado Springs. You're going to hear some voices via Chris Hedges, who with Leila Al-Aryan did this investigation. What they did was they interviewed 50 combat veterans of the Iraq War from around the United States in an effort to investigate the effects of a four-year-old occupation on the average Iraqi civilians. The combat veterans, many of whom suffered deep emotional and physical scars, many of them have come to oppose the occupation, and they gave vivid on-the-record accounts. They described, as the article notes, a brutal side of the war rarely seen on television screens or chronicled in newspaper accounts. So you don't want to miss this interview with Chris Hedges, who's on his way out of the country and agreed to talk to us. So we're very excited to talk to him coming up on the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. It's 6:30 in the morning, and now it's time for traffic, progressive traffic, with Gina Michaels. Good morning, Gina.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Pretty much an uneventful start to the day. We don't have any wrecks or major issues. So you're looking much better through Thornton and North Glen on those southbound 25 lanes than yesterday. Pretty busy from 104th to 84th. Lanes filling in eastbound 270 at I-76 and westbound I-76 getting heavy approaching I-25. We're looking pretty good on I-70. No issues for 225. Weather outlook today. Expect a mostly sunny one with a high of 95. Right now we have mostly fair skies and 68 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760 Progressive Talk.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Super's Fuel Center.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Applies to new advertised units only. Must provide competing dealer advertisement and buyer's order. Other vehicle must be same year, make, model, and have identical equipment and be in stock. 3 days, 150 miles, whichever comes first.
The following offer contains guaranteed savings suitable for all ages.
In a world where car prices skyrocket, only one store can offer you Toyota's price to go.
Go Toyota Arapahoe.
We're so confident in our price, we offer you a 3-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee. Choose from hundreds of Corollas, Camrys, Tundras, 4Runners, Tacomas, and more. And you can preview everything up front on the Go Smart Choice. This offer is rated G for guaranteed. And it's playing now at Go Toyota Arapahoe, Colorado's number one Toyota certified store. Just east of I-25 on Arapahoe Road. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
The light's green.
go.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. He's taking the day off for personal family reasons. I'm happy to fill in with you. It's 303-713-7600. Once again, this is AM 760 Progressive Talk on this Wednesday, July 25th. We are joined by, I think, a very fine foreign correspondent who is now an author. He's been writing books about war for several years now. His latest is called American Fascists, The Christian Right and the War on America. His latest endeavor, one of them anyway, by Chris Hedges, is a report with Leila Al-Aryan, who they are talking about an incredible story that is so searing and sad. You really must hear about it from him. And you wrote an editorial in the Los Angeles Times, Chris Hedges, that was amazing in terms of the highlights of it. But I'm almost through the Nation article, which is, by the way, at thenation.com. Once again, thenation.com. Leila Al-Aryan helped you prepare this interview with 50 veterans, many of whom you interviewed in person, some by the phone. And you double-checked, fact-checked their versions of the horrors of war. Good morning and welcome, and thanks for joining us, because I understand you're on the fly this morning. Chris Hedges.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yes, thank you for having me.
Yes, no, I'm very pleased to have you, because I know you're traveling as well. In your piece in the Los Angeles Times, you wrote, "We need to muster the moral courage to face the reality of the war, to wallow in a myth that trumpets our goodness, denies our irresponsible rules of engagement, and demonizes those who oppose us will leave us unable to end the occupation and begin the long, slow process of reconciliation." Many of the veterans, both Marine and Army, that you interviewed seem to oppose the occupation now. Is that correct?
Yes. Not all. We interviewed 50 veterans, all on the record. All of the interviews were taped. The vast majority, I would say, yes, at this point, do oppose the occupation.
Well, no, and obviously we're in Colorado. I was struck by the number of veterans that are from Colorado in your interview. And many of the reports that they have are just so searing and sad. What was your overall impression? And then I want to talk about some specifics with you, please.
In terms of how it affected the veterans, I think not only anger, but a real sense of betrayal. They had been sent to Iraq with being told that they were going to be welcome, that they were going to help Iraq achieve democracy, that they had come to help these people. And, of course, you know, very quickly they soon learned that there was a great deal of hostility to their presence and anger, and then they had to confront the mismanagement of the war. So there was a lot of anger and a lot of frustration.
And it seemed, too, a lot of troubled memories that many of them remembered using or witnessing excessive force, the mutilation of Iraqi bodies, things very terrible to mention, but we need to talk about them because I agree with you. Do you think that the United States, the citizenry of the United States, even though they now, and by and large, oppose the war, do you think we have any real idea of what it's like there? I mean, you've been there, right? And you've covered the war for many, many years. Why is this one different? And if so, how is it different? And what implication does it have on us in terms of, do we get the real picture at all? I know that's a compound question. I apologize.
Well, there are different types of wars, first of all. I mean, I covered the insurgencies or the civil wars in Central America. I covered the first Gulf War, which was, if we exclude the bombing of southern Iraq, which did cause, you know, civilian casualties, it was essentially a conflict between conventional armies and open desert that was free of civilian population. And then there are these foreign occupations, which build insurgencies. And when you send, you know, we've seen this all throughout, you know, the last few decades, you know, whether it's Vietnam, whether it's the French in Algeria, whether it's the Israelis in Gaza, when you send foreign forces in and they're historically, culturally, linguistically illiterate, and they speak exclusively to the to those they are trying to subjugate by force, you build a great deal of hostility and resentment. There you end up fighting, and this is certainly true in Iraq, an enemy that is shadowy and elusive. I mean, we interviewed veterans, and it was not uncommon to have veterans tell us that, you know, after one or two or three tours, they never saw the people who were attacking them. And that builds a great deal of frustration, given the potency of the insurgency and the danger that these soldiers and Marines are placed every time they leave the perimeter. So there becomes a kind of lashing out. Now, that isn't always gratuitous violence. I mean, the situation in Iraq is extremely dangerous, and we don't want to minimize that danger.
No, please, yes.
Unfortunately, the way or the tactics that the occupation forces use to ensure their own survival, constant movement, I mean, we'll talk about some of these stuff like convoys, or, you know, the withering, suppressing fire that they lay down after IEDs go off. You know, these are belt-fed machine guns, saws, sometimes 50 calibers, automatic grenade launchers in densely populated areas, sees on a daily basis a tremendous civilian casualties. And that, of course, just fuels the insurgency and the rage against the American presence. So it has the way the war is being fought, the danger that is inherent, the sort of struggle on the part of occupation troops when they're outside in the streets of these cities and towns to stay alive, has a very self-defeating quality to it, in that it only feeds the insurgency that they're trying to defeat.
I want to talk to you because the two things struck me when I was reading the stories of the soldiers who spoke to you and your partner, which were the checkpoints, which, as you note, are more than became a particular flashpoint for violence, and I guess according to the more than two dozen troops who manned them, that you talked to, it became flashpoints for violence. By the way, these vets also served in 2003, '04, and '05. But as you know, the checkpoints are really a dangerous place, and I noted Jeffrey Millard of, I hope I'm not mangling his name, of Buffalo, New York, said, you know, described what it was like. The car speeds on it pretty quick. He makes a split-second decision that's a suicide bomber, and he puts 200 rounds in less than a minute into this vehicle. It kills the mother, a father, and two kids. And they briefed this to the general, and they briefed it to, they briefed it gruesome. I mean, they had pictures. You know, and apparently the colonel turns around and says, if this expletive deleted, Haji's learned to drive, this expletive deletion deleted would not happen. I mean, I know that some of these are just the casualties of war and the horrors of war, but it seems particularly noteworthy with checkpoints and also in private homes where they go to search for the insurgents, right?
Yes. I mean, the, you know, any, being, if for the occupation forces to be immobile or static is extremely dangerous, because if there isn't an IED there, there's probably going to be one the next day. That's why they set up these sort of what they call flying checkpoints. Unfortunately, they're often poorly marked, and Iraqis don't know they're there because they weren't there yesterday. So they come around a corner, they start going too fast, they don't slow down enough, they don't see, they don't understand the hand signal. And next thing you know, you have a family of Iraqis who are dead. I mean, there's a description in there about how they shot up one car full of civilians, and the car just sat there with the dead civilians for 3 days while nobody touched it.
Oh.
You know, that kind of, I mean, that's just one snapshot. The convoys are another. The raids, as you mentioned, you know, an IED or an attack takes place. They cordon off a village at night. These happen every night. You know, they burst. In the middle of the night, they knock the door down, they burst into a bedroom, the weapons are the safeties are off, they're ready to go. You know, there's total terror. They pull the men, separate the men, put them in a room under guard, trash the house looking for stuff, often take the men away, and they find very little. I mean, one of the complaints that we had from nearly all the veterans was how poor the intelligence was, that they, you know, they do 30 of these things a night and find nothing. Well, this activity, which is repeated night after night in Iraq, of course, again, you know, if you can be pretty sure that if those people in that village didn't support the insurgency when they went to bed, they certainly did by the next morning. You know, the tactics of the checkpoints or the convoys, you know, convoys have just become freight trains of death. They barrel through Iraq 50, 60 miles an hour, jump the Meridians, you know, drive up on the sidewalk, smash into Iraqi vehicles to get them out of the way, run over civilians, and don't stop, because stopping is dangerous. I mean,
stopping is death as well. I mean,
stopping
it could
is
be.
Death for them. And so when you piece all of the you put all of the pieces of the occupation together, one begins to see, and one has to laud the courage of these veterans who did speak openly. Some of them were still in the military. You understand, you know, how this war has just become one long atrocity.
And an atrocity to the Iraqis, but also an atrocity in the toll it apparently is taking on some of them. I mean, I'm thinking of Staff Sergeant Timothy Westfall, 31, of Denver, who said he'd never forget this hot summer night in 2004, as you wrote. He and more than 40 soldiers raided a farm near Tikrit. And as you say, the man screamed his gut-wrenching, blood-curdling, just horrified scream. I'd never heard anything like that. It turned out they weren't insurgents, but just a family sleeping outside to escape the heat. And he told you, I just remembered thinking to myself, I just brought terror to someone else under the American flag, and that's just not what I joined the Army to do.
Yeah, I think that captures that very common sense of betrayal that I mentioned before. You know, these kids, you know, were used. They were thrown into a situation where they just don't have the forces. I mean, they're just so beleaguered. And the war is just being fought without any kind of real foresight or certainly understanding of how to employ counterinsurgency tactics. Insurgencies are primarily political wars, they're not military wars.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of the frustration and anger was accompanied by a real sense of pain at what they'd witnessed and often what they'd been forced to do. I mean, in many of these interviews were very emotional. I mean, if you hear the tapes, it's quite moving. That it was not uncommon for people to break down, you know, long pauses while they composed themselves again. This was, you know, these testimonies were not easily delivered. They engendered a great deal of pain on the part of those. But I think that there was a feeling that Americans don't have a sense of what the war is like on the ground, and that it was worth making this effort to try and speak out and explain the reality of war.
The reality of war is something that you're very familiar with as a foreign correspondent. You've written about the rush of war, and many of them also talk about they get in the middle of this, and they almost lose their heads. They're of course, fueled by violence, by fear, by a host of huge emotional charges, and say nothing of having your life in danger. What is it that normal people who haven't faced these things, what is it that we don't understand about that? What is it that we don't understand about how this can lead to horrifying excesses in force and actual crimes? How do we not understand how that happens?
Well, you don't have a lot of time to sort of figure out what's going on around you, and often in combat you don't really even know what's going on around you.
Right.
It's... You know, you shoot first and you ask questions later. Oftentimes that's very regrettable, but at the moment you're just trying to get out alive.
Right.
And, you know, having been in situations like that myself, I have a great deal of empathy for what these people are going through. You know, they see a car approaching, and let's be clear, I mean, there are cars laden with explosives.
Absolutely.
This isn't a fantasy.
No.
And, you know, they see something suspicious, it swerves, it doesn't seem to stop, and they open fire. I mean, one of the things that, you know, many of the veterans said was it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6, meaning, you know, it's better to go before a jury than be carried by 6 pallbearers. Unfortunately, in the kind of free-for-all that Iraq has become, and the kind of weaponry that is at the disposal of the occupation forces in heavily populated areas, the consequences of that lashing out in an effort to stay alive is deeply counterproductive. And, you know, the way an insurgency, I mean, at this point the war is lost, but the way insurgencies are won is by isolating the insurgents within the civilian population. By lashing out indiscriminately against the civilians, you're essentially broadening the base that the insurgents can operate in and creating, and we've, I think the last 4.5 years have borne this out, creating a situation where you and the rest of the occupation forces are more and more beleaguered.
And is that mechanization of war, the absolute domination of the United States in firepower? I mean, but not fighting, as you say, not using sort of huge modern tactics against an ancient art of war, which is insurgency. What is the cost to the United States in terms of its ability, the perception of its ability to wage war in this instance? I mean, what is the cost to us?
Conventional forces or imperial powers that have gone in, you know, we can go all the way back to the beginning of the last century and have tried to do this, have failed. I mean, the Iraqis pushed the British out in 1917. I mean, if you mean that insurgency alone. So there are very few cases of successful.
And I'm gonna have to interrupt you here because I do have to go to a break, but I want to hear your closing thoughts. We only have a very short time with you this morning, and so I would love to hear some of your thoughts on what do we do to get out. You say the war is lost. When was it lost? And we'll talk more to Chris Hedges coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Once again, thenation.com features this amazing article. It's one of the longest, if not the longest, they have ever published. It's called The Other War, Iraq Vets Bear Witness. Oh, we don't have him on the other side of this break. Oh, I'm sorry. Chris Hedges, thank you. Any closing thoughts real quickly?
No, I think only that we do have to begin to figure out how to extract ourselves from this because it isn't going to get any better.
Any hope that it'll be done now? I mean, they're just talking about extending.
Not through the Democratic Party. It doesn't look like. So I don't know how.
Well, we'll
it doesn't seem that there's a political will in Washington, although there certainly is the popular will.
Thank you very much. I apologize that we're a bit pressed for time. Travel safely, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. Chris Hedges, I'm sorry I misunderstood my producer. Chris Hedges, The Other War, Iraq Vets Bear Witness. We'll be back to talk about some of his findings coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600.
Thanks, Aaron. So far, it's a great ride around the metro area, just getting the usual slow pockets now. Southbound I-25, of course, from 104th to 84th. U.S. 36 starting to fill in now. Eastbound lanes there, the Boulder Turnpike between Federal and Pecos. And, of course, we've got the usual heavy conditions into downtown. Southbound I-25 from 38th to Spear. Weather outlook today, expect a nice day. Sunny conditions, 95 degrees. Tonight, we'll get some clouds moving in. Some evening storms possible in a low of 64. Right now, partly cloudy, 68. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Come check out awesome cars and motorcycles at the 6th Annual UCE Car Club Car Show this Sunday.
Got the latest, Special Agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast, free quote at Esurance.com.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
So you can find exactly what you're looking for. Plus, their matching down incentive helps you out because it helps you stretch your budget even farther. And they've got good people to help you in a time of need and also in a time of want. They're not going to take advantage of you. See my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Adolph Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies, Ziggy and Colby. Ask them. Talk to them. See the difference. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. That's Rockies Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 Davidson, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
Hi, this is Ty Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Bond Fifth Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, and it's hard to contemplate progress after talking to Chris Hedges. He's got that sort of dispatch, that sort of distance that a foreign correspondent needs to have when he's covering searing and sad stories. But when you hear the voices of those veterans in the article that he wrote, it is just amazing with the partner. And they really got to the bottom of a lot of what I think we don't get, or maybe we do. I mean, one of the other things that has been happening, and I want to mention this in order to be truly somewhat balanced, is that conservative Christians and military veterans are also part of an emerging group of Americans who say they're upset by recent prosecutions of soldiers and Marines, and they've been raising money hand over fist. Here's a quote from a 98-year-old woman from Grand Junction, Colorado. "I wonder if you're supposed to check out each enemy to see if they have a gun or wait for them to shoot first." He says, "The Bible says the country will always be fighting. We have been playing for all you boys and girls." So there's still a substantial number of people in this country. And, you know, it's hard. It would be so hard to prosecute a young man or a young woman who was involved in a terrible act in the war. You know, better to be faced by a jury of 12 than carried out by 6. I mean, I don't think any of us, we don't get a true picture of this war. In Vietnam was brought to us in our living rooms, and that's the last war we had to really look at. Every other single one is sanitized for you, sanitized for your protection. It's like those little strips that you see over hotel toilets, sanitized for your protection. That enrages me. We should face the consequences of our action. Even though the popular will, as Chris Hedges says, and he seems very dismal on the view of the Democrats, but I don't know. I guess I disagree in the sense of we have to have hope somewhere. And the only hope I have is that somebody will stand up and stop this. And maybe if everybody in the country reads this article in thenation.com, and you really should, it's a long, it's hard to read. I read it last night and wept before I went to bed because it's so sorry and sick and sad to think of what these kids have to go through. But it is part of war, and you have to keep that in mind when you're reading it. It's 303-713-7600. I normally don't go out and say, hey, read this article now, but you really need to read it. Another one you need to read is in today's paper. At Fort Lewis, they're going to cut memorials. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to say, oh, you know, it's too expensive, too time-consuming to memorialize our veterans. We want to combine their memorial services. We'll have for all the dead in a month. You know, because we now have a volunteer army, now the bases have become the center of the universe in terms of army and military life. So that's the place where families, where your friends gather to celebrate the lives of those lost. And the idea that they would try to cut this on the cheap or whatever makes me sick to my stomach as a citizen, and I pay too much in taxes, too, often. You just feel just so hopeless when the stories hit. The only thing I can say is pray for the dead, fight like hell for the living, which is the advice given to us by Mother Jones. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk about Ward Churchill. Yes, the CU Board of Regents has made their vote. He's out of there. So we're going to talk about why and all the implications of that coming up. It's 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know is that often high net worth investors underestimate how long they'll need their portfolio to provide for them in retirement. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 15-Minute Retirement Plan, How to Avoid Running Out of Money When You Need It Most. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-1146. It can be a personal tragedy when you think you've accumulated enough wealth to retire comfortably, only to realize you've come up short. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 15-Minute Retirement Plan, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-1146. That's 1-800-900-1146.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Two tours in Iraq and one more in Afghanistan.
I came back messed up.
Former Airman Damon Wood is one of the thousands of military veterans returning home with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's the subject of a House committee hearing an hour from now.
More and more veterans are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. In today's hearing, we'll look at how well they're being cared for. Paul Brand, whose company treats civilians returning from Iraq, says it's a serious problem, affecting one in four who return and can cause a whole range of symptoms.
Nightmares, inability to maintain a relationship, isolation, fatigue.
The committee will hear today from VA health officials and representatives of several veterans groups. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A Blue Ribbon Commission set up to look at the problems wounded veterans have getting medical treatment will report its recommendations to President Bush within the hour. Can 1 hour make that much of a difference? A federal appeals court believes it can. The court struck down a two-year-old government rule that allowed long-distance truckers to stay on the road for as much as 11 hours without a break. A 10-hour limit had been the standard for decades. A Rhode Island trucker named Poncho says times have changed.
I don't think 11 hours is a problem because of the equipment that we have today. They're all air-conditioned. You know, the roads are a lot better.
Safety advocates say sleepy drivers are a danger to themselves and everyone else. On your toes, that's the message in a government bulletin to security personnel at airports around the country. CBS's Bob Orr tells us what's behind the alert.
There have been a number of incidences in the past 10 months where suspicious items have been confiscated at checkpoints. Things like switches and wires, cell phone components, and then dense clay-like materials and blocks of cheese.
The TSA says it's not aware of any specific threat. States around the country are revising what some people have been calling Romeo and Juliet laws. Live to CBS's Sam Litzinger. Sam, what's behind this?
Frank, the case of Gennaro Wilson grabbed the attention of lawmakers around the country. He'd been serving a 10-year prison sentence in Georgia for having consensual oral sex with another teenager. Many thought that punishment was too harsh. Now USA Today reports that governors in seven states have signed bills in the past 2 months that would mean no prosecution for some teens caught having sex, no requirement they register as sex offenders. The state leaders say they'd rather focus on sexual predators, Frank.
Overseas, reports from Afghanistan, still not independently confirmed, say Taliban gunmen have killed one of the 23 South Korean hostages they've been holding and will kill more if the Afghan government doesn't meet their demands. Eight others have been released. If you don't like the weather here, it's worse overseas. Britain is struggling with its worst flooding since World War II. Forest fires are raging across Europe. A killer heat wave is blamed for as many as 500 deaths in Hungary alone. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 7 points after yesterday's steep drop. This is CBS News.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For Small Business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, Dave. It's Sarah. Hey, first thing tomorrow morning, a steel shelf on 12 is going to give way. You know, the one that stores all the toner. Yeah. Anyway, we'll give you a call when it breaks. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Grainger's just added a massive amount of shelving and storage products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From shelves, bins, and cabinets to packaging, we have what you need to store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update.
I am going nowhere. It's not about break. It's not about bend. It's not about compromise. It's not about negotiate your rights. If you negotiate your rights, you have no rights.
An unrepentant Ward Churchill talking about what's next after CU Regents voted 8-1 to fire the controversial prof for academic misconduct. His attorney says, yeah, he'll be filing a First Amendment lawsuit today against the Regents.
We are now on offense. That's one good aspect of today. We are finally going on offense.
CU President Hank Brown says he stands by his region.
I suppose one of the most difficult decisions the university's had to face is this kind of action, but in the final analysis, I'm not sure we had much choice.
The region's vote coming after 2.5 years of academic investigations. Federal funding cuts have forced Colorado to scale back testing of mosquitoes for West Nile virus this summer. So far, there have been less than a dozen cases statewide. And the Speaker of the State House, Andrew Romanoff, says he'll call on China to end support for Sudan during an upcoming trip to Beijing. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're going to have a lot of company on southbound 25 for your downtown stretch. You can expect the slowing from I-70 to Spear. And, of course, no change through Thornton and North Glen. It's stacked up as usual. Your southbound lanes of 225 are getting very congested, Colfax to Mississippi. And then again, as you make your way through the tech center starting there at Yosemite. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect mostly sunny skies with a high of 95. Currently fair and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88 only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
The motion passes 8-1. Region Cox.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's quite the news day. It's 7:06 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin this morning. Good morning. It's July 25th, and it's packed. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, but first we have to address the firing of Ward Churchill, CU professor and former head of a department. Look, here's my quick take. The guy should have been fired. The ethnic studies professor, Ward Churchill, should have been fired. And yes, I'm a liberal, and yes, I believe in free speech, and yes, I'm a progressive, but I also have eyes in my head and a brain in my cranium somewhere anyway. And the man, please, I mean, I rarely find myself agreeing with Hank Brown, but in this case, CU President, Colorado University President Hank Brown, and the Regents, Chairwoman Patricia Pat Hayes, who will also be hearing from via quotes today, are absolutely right to make this decision. Look, the guy was judged by his academic peers. We're talking more than 20 tenured faculty investigators found he plagiarized, he falsified information in his writings, and you know what, I'm not even mentioning the free speech yet, because that's why he's getting fired. The guy had no academic ethics whatsoever, it appears. And, you know, maybe I'm new to the party in the sense of I just went back to college, so I'm familiar with how tough academic writing is. I shudder when I think it's just very difficult. You have to cite your sources. You have to make sure, and some of it I think bogs down your writing ability, but that's a topic for another day. The reality is this man had no business being a professor, and they probably should have thrown him out earlier, because apparently he didn't. He and the truth are not even kissing cousins. So, as my Southern aunt used to say, now he's defiant. He's going to sue. David Lane, his lawyer, is going to help him. But I find him shameful. I do. And if you disagree with me, I'm happy to talk to you about it. 303-713-7600. And no, I did not like his despicable comments about the 9/11 victims. He was repulsive when he compared them to little Eichmanns. That's, you know, comparing people to Nazis is dubious at best. You better be absolutely certain of your ground if you're going to do that. But, you know, petty Annie, stupid insults are part of his right to free speech. However, you know, and he had written an essay about the World Trade Center terrorism victims, calling them little Eichmanns, disgusting, despicable. He was prevented from speaking at Hamilton College, which in New York, which upstate, which was his their right to deny him the ability to speak, I think. Because why would you want to bring somebody in and pay them if you didn't want to hear their his Nazi rhetoric? You know, calling them names. But the reality is he isn't in trouble because of his free speech rights. That's the smokescreen. The reality is that he is in trouble because he engaged in a, quote, pattern of repeated and intentional misrepresentation. And grant you, if I were on the board of directors of Colorado University, I might have some pointed questions about their vetting committees. They're certainly tightening up tenure requirements as well. They probably should, because he was hired on a fast-track basis in 1991, but instead of going through the normal process where he would have worked as an assistant or an associate professor for, say, the seven-year probationary period, no, he just went in and he claimed he had a competing offer from California State University at Northridge, which, by the way, Cal State says, not from us. But anyway, that's how he leveraged his way in, because he claimed he had another competing job and offer. And people absolutely want to hire and should hire Native Americans as part of their teaching staff. Absolutely. This is not about prejudice against Native Americans either, though. Put him in, make him a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and ask yourself quickly, would you give him a pass on this if he were, you know, an average Joe, like the predominant, as currently the predominant, maybe not for so long as our country gets more racially diverse, thank God. But, you know, it is incredible to me that people actually try to make this an issue. He's not being persecuted because he's a Native American, although, you know, it may be that people's lack of strict observation of the rules when it came to his hiring and promotion may have figured into it. But, you know, and that's not right either. Look, I'm all for affirmative action, but I am not necessarily for promoting somebody just because they are an ethnic group either. This man had the chutzpah. I mean, he's really kind of incredible. His peers apparently found out that he not only plagiarized pamphlets from Canada, but he also apparently wrote essays and then cited them as his sources. I mean, that's like the walking definition of chutzpah. The guy's incredible. So, you know, I don't know how he's going to get around this. You know, I agree, you know, and again, former Senator Hank Brown and I agree on very little politically. So I just have to tell you, I think when you hear the round robin of sound from the day, you will agree with me that Ward Churchill deserved being fired, that he has no business being on any academic institution's roster until he repents and apologizes and atones for his academic sins. Again, I defend his right to free speech, even though I find his remarks repulsive. But to say that this man still deserves his job at CU is a disgrace. And let me tell you something. My father, my uncle, my grandfather, my great uncle went there. So, and it was half of my cousins. So I know CU has been up and down in terms of its reputation. But let's face it, no school needs this kind of, and if it were just about plagiarism, this wouldn't necessarily be a big story. I agree that his comments also called attention to this. So all of that that stated, I want to hear from you, especially if you disagree with me. 303-713-7600. John has accumulated a wonderful round robin of sound. Let's hear some snippets of it, John. And then here's Hank Brown and his observation. He's the CU president who recommended firing Churchill.
The reality is that the integrity of our research is a terribly important part of a great university. We received roughly $640 million in federal grants this last year, specifically for research.
And their research uncovered the fact that his academic sins were numerous, varied, and appalling in their depth and breadth, apparently. So, and it was 25 tenured faculty members. Here's another snippet of sound of the day yesterday when he lost his job.
This was a very clear example of an effort to falsify history and fabricate history. And I think it was compounded in the final analysis by the fact that the individual involved did not express regret, did not apologize, and did not, at least in terms of the record that I saw, indicate a willingness to refrain from this kind of falsification in the future.
Indeed, no. He's absolutely unrepentant, as he told, as you may have heard John M's fine report at the top of the hour. But let's remember, here's how Ward Churchill responded to his firing. Defiance is his middle name. And he just basically said, I'm not going away. I'm going nowhere. It's not about a break. It's not about bend. It's about not about compromise. It's not about negotiate. And he raises a noble sentiment. If you negotiate your rights, you will have no rights. But let's face it, Ward Churchill is on the wrong side of history with this one. So I want to talk to you, particularly again, if you disagree with me. Peter in Inglewood, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I don't disagree with you that perhaps it was legitimate to end his relationship with the University of Colorado. But I would like to ask you, though, based on something you said about Ward Churchill's, as you called him, kind of repulsive, repugnant comments. I'm curious if you actually read the essay he wrote about 9/11.
I did, and likening people to being part of the World Trade Center under any circumstances whatsoever as little Eichmanns is disgusting.
So it's the hyperbole, it's the metaphor you disagree with, not the
absolutely
not the message of what he was trying to
convey. Oh, I disagree with some of that, too. I haven't read it in a long time, and I was looking for it last night and couldn't find it, but I'll try to find it again over Google during the break.
Well, basically,
but I don't... Go ahead and recap it for me.
I can't recap it. At the bottom line, basically, in his... piece,
was it was their fault for being attacked?
I
find repulsive.
There's one paragraph in there where you could read it that way, and I'll grant you that. But I do think the overall premise of the piece is that there is a cause and effect relationship between American foreign policy and American economic policy.
And better people have written about it, and better researched people. Please do.
There's a cause and effect relationship between American foreign policy and economic policy. And what happened on 9/11? Sure, it's been written more articulately. Sure, it's
better researched, better sourced, better said,
and with less hyperbole. But I do think people tend to get so, and this is Ward Churchill's own fault, but I think people get so caught up in his hyperbole and his metaphor and his outrageous, you know, Nazi analogies that they don't actually read the essay and realize he makes some pretty darn valid points in the essay.
And so what? I mean, if a clock stops, you know, tonight at 7:17, the clock will be right twice. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't make so what? He's intellectually dishonest. He rips off other people in terms of their writing. He's a fabricator and a liar, apparently, in terms of his work. And he has an appalling track record. I don't think there's any, you know, I don't think there's any merit in defending somebody. Look, I found his essay wrong-headed in some ways. I don't believe that the people who died. I've stood at the crater at 9/11. Okay, I have friends who are down there who are suffering lung problems now because they ran down to help people. So I am very emotional about this issue. I will concede, but this is not right. This is defend his right to be stupid in his speech. I defend his right to be ignorant. I defend his right to hurl accusations that are unsubstantiated and wrong.
Well, Aaron,
not defend his status as some sort of martyr to the cause of the First Amendment.
But there's one more important part that isn't getting mentioned in this phone call, and that is, until now, is that he wasn't talking about all 9/11 victims. He was talking specifically about World Trade Center financial operatives. He was not talking about...
I don't care.
Okay, well, that's fine, but...
I don't care who
he's talking about. That's fine if
you don't care. I know people. I lived in New York for almost 10 years. I knew people who went up and down those Trade Center elevators.
That's fine.
I know the horror of what happened to them.
Let's just make it clear, though. Let's not make it clear in our own hyperbole.
Well, in your interpretation...
Because he was not talking...
He
makes it very clear. He's talking about... American economic policy. He's not talking about firemen. He's not talking about people walking down.
I don't care if he's talking about a secretary at one of the financial groups that work there.
Right.
I don't care if he's talking about the FBI. I don't care who he's talking about. To compare them to Little Eichmann's is stupid, ignorant, and probably so cheap it's not even worth mentioning.
Well, that's fine. But as long as you acknowledge and recognize that he wasn't talking about everyone
in that building. I don't remember the essay totally off the top. I will look for it now. But I tell you something. I found it intellectually dishonest at the time. I find it repulsive. And I will not sit and try to make him into some sort of martyr to liberal causes because I don't want him. You take him because I don't want him.
But it's also intellectually dishonest to pretend like he just made this broad comment about 9/11 victims.
He did it, and he should stand
for it.
He did not, by calling any one of them that. I don't care if he made it only about a slim number of people. If you only call a slim number of people racist names or terrible names, it's still wrong. It's 7:20. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Look, we're all a little heated. Okay, I'll try to calm down. We'll go to AM 760 Progressive Traffic and Gina Michaels. You may agree more with Peter than me. And
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Years old, have a history of depression, and have been depressed for at least a month, call Radiant Research now at 303-477-CARE. That's 303-477-2273.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and... started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then Jeff and I got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. You've seen our ads on TV. Now is the time to call. For free information, just call 1-800-400-5581. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. Call right now for free information. 1-800-400-5581. 1-800-400-5581.
Have you been financially unlucky? Accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
Hi, this is Ty Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
And now,
history really and truly does repeat itself.
A history lesson with Tom Hartman.
This is from a letter that Abe Lincoln wrote. He says, allow the president to invade a neighboring nation whenever he shall deem it necessary to repel an invasion, and you allow him to do so whenever he may choose.
It's Tom Hartman.
This is Abe Lincoln talking to his law partner about why Congress had to stand up against a president who had declared at what, in Lincoln's mind, was an illegal and unconstitutional war.
This morning at 10 on AM 760.
They claimed it was scholarship right up to the moment where they had to stand the test that they subjected me to. That's a farce, but more than that, it's a fraud. So, yes, we will be going into court to expose the nature of that fraud.
Yeah, three fingers pointing right back at you is how I feel about that. Farce and fraud. And I do agree with Peter that everybody should go back and read the original essay. I have it now, and I don't know why I couldn't find it last night. I finally typed in original essay, and it came up. But it says, you know, Ward Churchill himself says, I emphasize that I call them little Eichmanns only to those described as technicians. It was obviously not directed to children, janitors, food service workers, firemen, surrenders, passerbys. According to the Pentagon logic, it was simply part of the collateral damage. Ugly, yes. Hurtful, yes. What? I mean, okay, secretaries who worked for financial institutions. Look, anybody who lives in New York knows the World Trade Center was absolutely the center of financial power. Anybody who lives in this country knows that. But you're going to blame... I'm sorry, do you work for a brokerage? Do you want to be bombed because you're a little Eichmann? I still find his comments repulsive. Do I defend his right to say them? Sure. But the problem is he apparently is neither intellectually honest nor sound in his writings or his dealings academically. And for that, he deserved to be fired, and he deserves excoriation. His work has, by the way, come under criticism in small academic journals for inaccuracies. CU ignored the criticism in the early 90s. So they bear some responsibility in the furtherance of his continuing to perpetrate his ill-sourced, ill-researched, and falsified information to people. Also, I'm going to read his whole essay again, reread it, because I haven't read it in some time, during the next break. So I promise you, we'll have a discussion about this, but I don't think the point is not that he wrote a hurtful, ugly, mean-spirited, nasty editorial, although I agree that that brings him to more attention. That I agree about. He is certainly being used as a ping-pong ball in the battle between those people who agree with the war and those who disagree. I disagree with the war, but I do not see this man as my champion in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. 303-713-7600, nor do I think he is a fitting champion for the left or for the anti-war opposition in this country. There are certainly better examples of that, including Chris Hedges, who we just interviewed in the last hour. Jeff in Arvada, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey,
you know, I don't care if he's white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. I don't care if he's Native American. I don't care. You know, let's just judge him by the content of his character as a professor, and apparently that's found seriously wanting. So I applaud CU's Board of Regents and Hank Brown for firing his ass.
Well, it does matter if it was part of his application. And I do believe they took that into consideration when they fired him, which was, you know, even if he was, the only time he's even gotten close to saying he wasn't was he said that he was less than a quarter of a certain tribe, which doesn't even give him membership to that tribe.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for your call. I do want to try to squeeze in another one this particular segment. Phil in Fort Collins, I appreciate it. Thank you. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
You know, I'm calling, and I want to preface this with the fact that I had an experience with the ACLU, which was a bad experience, and I took a former member of the ACLU with me and felt that the courts had defrauded me. But still, I will still say that the gal from the ACLU...
The American Civil Liberties Union.
Right. She was on J. Marvin's show not too long ago, and I think she stated the preface of where they're going to go with this, and that is that she said she believes that the other stuff, valid or not valid, would never even been brought up if it hadn't been for the first thing. And you alluded to something, the fact that they were looking the other way until that point anyway. And I think that's
so
going to be...
They were called to the carpet for it, and good for that.
I'm just trying to say, I'm not saying I have mixed feelings about the guy, but I'm trying to say that the law will determine whether that's a valid argument or not. But I think that's where they're going
to
go.
I don't think so, because I think a lot of his plagiarism and other things came to light afterwards once they investigated. I think they brushed off maybe some allegations, but it got worse when they started looking further.
That's what she was saying.
I understand what you're saying, and we'll talk further about that coming up. I understand. 7:32, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760. You know, he raises a good point, Phil. I'm glad we squeezed it in about the ACLU. Are they right that they're going after him now because of his controversial comments? And that may be true, but does it really matter in the long run, if your thievery is uncovered because you tripped and fell down in front of a bank, are you suddenly, not a thief? 7:32, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk, J. Marvin Show. Time for traffic, progressive traffic, that would be, with Gina Michaels. Good morning. Is it going to be another scorcher today, Gina?
Looks that way, Aaron. Thank you. Status quo for the most part, though, across the metro area as far as traffics go. No wrecks or significant issues right now. We have a lot of traffic streaming through Thornton and North Glen, southbound 25. Again, from I-70 to Spear for the downtown drive. You're going to run into those delays southbound 225 across Aurora, and we're pretty packed now on eastbound 6th and the Boulder Turnpike right at Federal. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, going to be a high of 95 today. Right now it's fair and 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There was that sale on widgets.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Get out of your car and into a Mercedes-Benz at Canyon Casino. The Cruise Through Summer Series continues with this Mercedes-Benz giveaway.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal. But no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online, and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instead, why not get online check imaging with your Wells Fargo checking account today? It lets you view scanned images of your checks so you can confirm who you wrote the check to and for how much. And it's free. So instead of memorizing every check, you can just log on. Seize yours someday. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about a Wells Fargo checking account today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
J. Marvin here. Hey, if you're looking for justice, need a progressive trial lawyer, then I want to tell you about Mike Turner. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, and auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner, a progressive lawyer, will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner. Call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
There's nothing worse than a backseat driver, except maybe a backseat griller. When you're trying to grill those perfectly marbled steaks, turn now. You miss the turn. It's cooking too fast, too slow. Put the top down. Careful. Just remember, one driver, one griller, and only one thing to put on the grill. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Sea-Doo personal watercrafts are all about freedom. Freedom from rush hour traffic. Freedom from boring meetings. And now Sea-Doo adds freedom from payments. Purchase before August 5th and you'll enjoy no payments, no interest until next year. Plus, choose from up to $500 in gas money or a three-year limited warranty. Hurry to your local dealer today. No payments, no interest, and free gas or warranty. That's what I call freedom. Sea-Doo. Leave everything else behind. Offer ends 8507. Valid on 05 or newer models and in U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Conditions and restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
I think probably that we were guided by the findings of three faculty committees, including 25 tenured faculty members. That's very persuasive.
That's Patricia Hayes, the CU chair of the Board of Regents. I think CU did the absolute right thing in firing Ward Churchill. The American Civil Liberties Union apparently will defend him on the grounds that his past sins are being called to attention because of his free speech rights being cast aspersions upon. That's a very clumsy sentence. Let me rewrite it. Which is, basically, he wrote an article which was controversial, which the right wing in this country, let me tell you something, I'm no empathizer to the right wing. Fox News has beat this it's like every time they show Barack Obama, they show a cucumber with a condom on it. The same kind of branding is going on here. Ward Churchill's a traitor. You know, I have no idea whether he's a traitor or not. I don't think he's a very good example, however, of leftist sentiment. I also think, I just reread most of his essay, and I find it unpersuasive. I also think he, you know, not saying that they weren't Islamic fundamentalists. Please. Please. Granted, he wrote it right after it happened, so maybe more information came out, but please. So intellectually dishonest and so devoid of any kind of attempt even at balance to talk about any of Saddam Hussein's certainly crimes in Iraq. And that wasn't his point, and you know, fine. He wasn't writing a fair and balanced editorial. Did I find it persuasive? No. Do I think he's in trouble in part because he wrote controversial comments? Sure. But should you keep somebody on your staff who falsifies his research, who plagiarizes, who has the chutzpah to write an essay, slap another name on it, and then cite it as a source? Oh, please. And if that was called in the light of day because of these comments, too bad. You know, the guy, you know, yes, he's engendered a media horde, I will grant you. And I feel queasy every time I see Fox or any right-winger flogging this. It is an embarrassment that he was in academia, apparently. And he shouldn't have been. Should they do more research and not accept everything on face value, particularly if you agree with it? Maybe so. Maybe it's a cautionary lesson to all of us on the left and right, not to just blindly follow whoever echoes the inner workings of our own heads. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dan in Denver. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Dan.
I would just like to say my uncle works for the university, and I don't really want to talk about Mr. Churchill. I got mixed feelings on that guy. I think a lot of the stuff I'd have to agree with you that he said was despicable. But what I want to talk about right now is the hypocrisy of the university. My uncle's been working for the university. He's been teaching in the modern language department for over 20 years. And he's a longtime professor at CU at Denver. And he's come across several cases of plagiarism by other teachers, one specifically where a teacher in the language department basically ripped off a whole page from another book and claimed it was hers.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted that investigated, and it was nowhere near as an explosive a topic as this one, where Churchill is. And they totally swept that under... They totally swept that under the rug.
And I don't know all the facts of that case, but that... Look, if he had just plagiarized a few things, but apparently he's carried this on for years. It's not like he just did one page here or there. He did, you know, it's not like a Joe Biden, oops, I forgot. This is like I plagiarized. He's a serial plagiarizer, apparently.
Right.
He has trouble with being acquainted with the truth. So,
right.
You know, should he be a professor and enlightening young minds? I wouldn't want to pay him my salary. Thank you. And maybe not your person either. I'm not saying every case of plagiarism investigation is fair. This one, however, reeks of fairness and
right. depth. I agree, but if you're going to do that, you need to do it with all the cases. And I think the only reason this one got focused on so much was because it was about 9/11. But you know, they've totally disregarded these other cases and swept them under the rug because for whatever reason, and that's total hypocrisy on the part of the administration at CU. And that's that's basically my point, is if you're going to go after people who are plagiarists, you don't just go after one, you go after all of them.
Thank you very much for your call. But I think there has to be, look, everybody, I read things sometimes and remember them almost verbatim. It's tough. The thing that you have to be careful of when you're a reason, and this is why I don't like academic writing, to tell you the truth, because I find it bogged down with sources and boring to read quite frequently.
Right.
But on the other hand, I respect mightily the people who go after it and cite their sources and bend over backwards to be fair. And so the attitude, I agree with you that we should take a harder look at that. And I agree with you too that his attention, he is more controversial because of that. But I think if he had just made the comments, just conversely, to stand your logic on the other way, looking at the other way, if he had just made the 9/11 comments and hadn't been a plagiarist, I don't think he would have been fired.
Right, absolutely. I'm not arguing the fact that he should be fired or not. If he was doing all the things that they accused him, and there were a lot of his colleagues that were accusing him, then he should be fired. All I'm saying is they
go
need
after everybody.
Thank you very much,
and thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Elaine in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. What do you think about the Ward Churchill firing?
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
I don't mean to go back on a previous caller, but it might be the difference between embezzling $5 from your company and embezzling $5 million in terms of plagiarism. I think that Ward Churchill, and I know those things that he has said has upset people, but I'm not talking about that right now because there was a certain amount of academic freedom, and even though I have a great admiration for the ACLU, I disagree about this because I believe that Ward Churchill is a fraud and has presented himself fraudulently from the time he was hired. And for him, he's got a lot of nerve to call other people frauds, considering what he has done.
Well, I was thinking of the childhood sentiment, three fingers pointing right back at you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I mean, from the time he was hired, he has misrepresented who he is. And the university cannot tolerate someone who does that in their employment. Just like if you were an accountant working for a firm and you were embezzling money, they cannot keep you around. They just can't do that. And his number of examples and the flagrancy of his examples of what he has done, I'm not talking about what he said. I'm talking about his plagiarism and his academic fraud, way deserves him to be fired.
Well, and Elaine, we haven't mentioned yet this morning that he apparently manufactured events in which European Americans intentionally spread smallpox to kill Indians. I mean, it's bad enough what European Americans did to the Native Americans without adding events that are made up. He also apparently said the Army distributed tainted blankets to the Mandan Indians, but no evidence can be found to substantiate that claim. The other thing that he's done is he said there was a racial code to identify Indians, similar to the code used by the Nazis to identify Jews, and U.S. law contains no such code, according to legal scholars. So he was perpetrating, as you say, a number of frauds upon
his students. And he's also been accused, Aaron, of writing papers, which he then got other people to sign their names on as authors, and then citing them to back up his work.
Oh, God.
You know, I mean, come on.
That is such chutzpah. It's like, God. And then you have the nerve to quote them and cite them as your sources.
As your sources, yeah.
That's like, and somebody wants that man to educate young minds or older minds or anybody's mind. No, thank you.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you, Elaine. I'm glad we could reach such comedy. It's 7:45. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll be right back with more of your thoughts coming up on AM 760. Hang in, Jason. 303-713-7600. Now it's time for Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels, and we'll be right back with more of your phone calls on The J. Marvin Show.
Thanks, Aaron. Well, we do have one crash you need to watch out for at 48th in Colorado. That's just north of I-70, so off the highway. Of course, right now we're just fighting the heavy conditions for the commute across the metro area. Still have traffic really jammed up southbound 225 if you're headed through the DTC. And again, Colfax to Mississippi. Southbound lanes of I-25, no let up yet through downtown or Thornton North Glen. And we do have traffic starting to drag now as well. Eastbound C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today. Expect a mostly sunny one with a high of 95 degrees. Tonight, we'll get some clouds, a few evening storms, and a low of 64. Right now, it's fair and 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard. And
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
New Lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Buying an automobile is a combination of two things. It's a combination of need and also want. You don't buy a car unless you need one, and you gotta want the car that you want to buy. That's why I recommend you go to Rocky's Autos. They've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So you can find exactly what you're looking for. Plus, their matching down incentive helps you out because it helps you stretch your budget even farther. And they've got good people to help you in a time of need and also in a time of want. They're not going to take advantage of you. See my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Adolph, Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies, Ziggy and Colby, ask them, talk to them, see the difference. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. That's Rockies Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Remember how fun it was when your kids were learning to talk? You know, back when you were both speaking the same language. Don't you wish you could talk together like that again? Well, you can. You just need to learn to speak a whole new language together. And nobody makes learning a new language more fun than Rosetta Stone. The amazing Rosetta Stone software is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's no boring memorization, no drills. It's something the whole family can enjoy together. It can also help your kids do better in school. It can even help give mom and dad an extra edge at work. And best of all, learning a new language together will have the whole family talking to one another again. Doesn't that sound good? Your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM lets you choose from 30 different languages, no strings attached. So call for your free demo CD-ROM and start learning a new language together now.
1-800-600-6117. That's 1-800-600-6117. 1-800-600-6117.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin, who's taking some personal time off. It's 7:50 in the morning in the Mile High. Going to be another scorcher today. We did reach Colorado chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union's Executive Director, Kathy Hazzouri. She joins us now to talk about the ACLU's next move. I understand, Kathy, from hearing your viewpoints characterized, that you agree somewhat with Churchill's attorney, David Lane, that if they're going to go through secret meetings at CU and fire him on his comments about 9/11, then let the public see it. So you think he's being fired not because of plagiarism, not because he fabricated history, but because he made those comments in that essay?
Well, I don't necessarily think that's the reason he's being fired, but I certainly think that's the reason that the investigation started, Aaron. I think that had he not written that essay, that he would have continued to go unnoticed by the university and the politicians who were calling for his dismissal.
Well, maybe, but does that, I mean, just because your underlying sins are discovered by another event, how is that necessarily a problem? And I'm just asking for your point of view. I'm not
sure. No, I understand. That's fine. Well, Aaron, one thing that I think people need to understand as well is that the First Amendment protects his speech. And if you begin an investigation based on a protected issue such as his essay, then it calls into question, especially when all of the politicians immediately called for his dismissal as soon as the essay was uncovered. I mean, it wasn't...
Well, not every politician called for it. Several right-wingers called for it, as I recall. And
the governor did, and many...
Well, he was a Republican.
Well, of course he was. But the problem is, it doesn't matter whether they're right-wing or left-wing.
All right.
The issue is that because of his free speech, politicians who control the budget called for him to be dismissed immediately without any investigation.
But it is apparently on the record that he, in 1991, though he was hired with tenure, in the early 1990s, his work did come under criticism in small academic journals. So, they ignored the criticism. You're right, and apparently that's true. But the reality is, then they researched further and found even bigger sins than they originally knew about. So, I don't know. I understand what you're saying, but why is again? Shouldn't he be fired? Don't they have the right to fire somebody who's intellectually dishonest?
Surely, if that is the reason that they discovered that...
Well, apparently that is the 25 tenured faculty advisors told them, yeah, go ahead, fire him.
Well, actually the committees that did the investigation,
mm-hmm.
None of them really suggested firing. They all suggested various forms of dismissal, or not dismissal, of suspension without pay. And mm-hmm. so the... Regents, unfortunately, yesterday decided to do the political thing rather than firing.
So you think this is entirely motivated then by his comments?
I think that the committees that did their work
mm-hmm.
were not motivated by the comments, but I think that the investigation itself was motivated. The start of the investigation was motivated by his comments.
Well, they said that he should be suspended in some form or another.
Surely.
I mean, I guess if I have several college-age nephews and nieces, and a couple of nephews are about to be college-age, and I wouldn't want them educated by someone this dishonest in his academic field.
Well, I can certainly understand that.
I don't want to pay his salary as a taxpayer.
But you see, the problem is...
Of his 9/11 comments either.
But the problem is that you wouldn't know about anything else if it hadn't been for the 9/11 comments. I mean, the university had warnings or had information in the beginning or years ago, more than 10 years ago, that there might be some problems with his the quality of his research. They ignored it then, but they didn't ignore it once he made his First Amendment protected speech. That's the issue.
Okay, and can you think of a prior instance of this being defended and your and the ACLU winning? Can you think of an example where this has been carried? I'm just asking.
You have to understand that the ACLU is not representing Mr. Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing to do with him or, you know, with his counsel. We are simply stating what we believe is a fundamental bedrock principle of the Constitution.
Can't you intervene, though, when warranted? Don't you intervene sometimes and defend people in these circumstances?
If we're asked.
And you have not been asked.
He has very able private counsel.
Yes, David Lane. Yes,
yes.
Absolutely. Very, yeah. Very good advocate for him, without
mm-hmm.
a doubt.
Right.
So, and thank you for sharing that. I understand what you're saying. I believe now, and thank you for repeating it because it takes a while to sink in. But I still think they are justified in letting him go.
And I understand that, Aaron. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who believe that's true. It just isn't this is the position of the ACLU of Colorado.
Gotcha. Well, so you will not be intervening in this case. If asked to participate in any of the further legal representations, will the Colorado chapter of the ACLU do that?
The ACLU doesn't comment on lawsuits mm-hmm. until we're involved or we file. So. There's nothing for me to report on that.
I gotcha. So you won't comment on any plans to sue them or anything else that may happen ensue from, as David Lane indicated, from this particular action?
No, I won't comment on that.
I gotcha. Well, thank you very much for clearing that up for us. I appreciate your opinion, especially on such short notice.
Not a problem, Aaron.
Thank you,
Kathy.
Thank
you for inviting me.
You bet. Thank you for coming aboard.
Surely.
I'm Aaron Hart, filling in. Okay, so you've heard from Kathy now. We'll continue talking about this topic on the other end, and I would also love to hear from you, particularly if you disagree with me and you agree more, with Kathy and the ACLU's position. I guess the way I still stand that I believe he was justifiably fired. And it may be that she has a point, too. So what do you think? 303-713-7600. We're also going to talk about some sports transgressions. There's some dogfighting that's been going on that makes me sick to my stomach. And having as a Cub reporter covered a cockfight, I want to talk to you about how brutal those horrible animal fights really are and talk to you about some of the issues that have been raised about. And Barry Bonds is coming up on Henry Aaron's record, home run record. It's just kind of a nauseating day in terms of the news. 303-713-7600.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. War wounded and forgotten.
They're not looking after their troops. We're just numbers.
That's how a lot of veterans feel when they get the runaround or just plain poor care at military hospitals. A special commission that studied the problem is at the White House to hand recommendations in on how to set things right. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller.
Frank, the panel won't vote on its final report until later in the day, but Mr. Bush will hear what's expected to be in it. The commission found that it's not the medical care received by wounded personnel that's the problem. It's the bureaucracy in getting them the right care. Spokesman Tony Snow says the report will be combined with recommendations from two other panels that also reviewed the system in plotting a long-term strategy that fixes it. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
A House committee hears testimony at this hour on another consequence of war, post-traumatic stress disorder, a condition that affects thousands of veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Asleep at the wheel. It's a real danger on the highway, but just how much sleep does a long-distance trucker really need? 2 years ago, the government increased the driving limit from 10 hours on the road to 11 hours at a stretch. Now, a federal appeals court has thrown out the new rule. Massachusetts trucker Jose Baptista says that extra hour can make a difference.
I thought 11 was 3 years too much to get tired.
The trucking industry will ask the appeals court to stay its decision and keep the 11-hour rule in effect. The House Judiciary Committee meets shortly to consider a next step in the flap over the firing of federal prosecutors. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
This fight began over witnesses and documents in the U.S. Attorney's investigation, but has grown into a larger battle over the president's right to keep secrets and Congress's right to investigate. Instead of compromising, each side keeps digging in. The White House, which directed former counsel Harriet Myers not to show up when subpoenaed, says it won't allow her to be prosecuted for contempt of Congress. But the House Judiciary Committee is moving ahead on contempt citations anyway.
If you're anxious to shrink your carbon footprint, writing a check is a way to do it, CBS's Sam Litzinger explains.
Okay, so you're not the most eco-friendly person on your block. The U.S. Forest Service is here for you. It's teaming up with a non-profit foundation that'll help you offset your carbon dioxide emissions by donating money. The first-of-its-kind National Carbon Capital Fund will be used to plant trees and do other work to improve national forests. Organizers say for every $6 donated, one metric ton of CO2 emissions can be offset.
Be on guard. That's what the government is telling security personnel at airports around the country. The warning is prompted by the discovery of wires, switches, and other possible bomb-making materials on passengers in four cities since last September.
Over the next couple of...
In early Wall Street trading, the stock market is in recovery mode after yesterday's drubbing. The Dow is ahead 79 points. NASDAQ is up 22. This is CBS News.
Buying a used car can be filled with pitfalls, but there's one sure way to avoid stumbling. Buy a Honda-certified used car. Only well-maintained late-model Hondas are eligible. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda models. Feeling a little more sure-footed, aren't we? Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99...
Aflac!
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Ward Churchill, still defiant.
They claimed it was scholarship right up to the moment where they had to stand the test that they subjected me to. That's a farce, but more than that, it's a fraud. So, yes, we will be going into court to expose the nature of that fraud.
University Regents voting 8-1 yesterday to dismiss the ethnic studies professor. Churchill's lawyer says, yeah, he's filing a First Amendment lawsuit today.
It sends an absolutely atrocious message to the academic community all over the country. If you stick your neck out and make politically inflammatory comments, your reputation will be destroyed by the university bent on destroying you, and ultimately, your tenured position will be forfeited.
University officials have said Churchill's remarks regarding 9/11 were protected under the First Amendment. However, school investigators reviewing his other works accused him of plagiarism, falsification, and other academic misconduct. And a memorial to victims of the Columbine Massacre will be dedicated September 21st. The $1.5 million memorial will sit in a park next to the school, where two student gunmen killed 12 classmates and a teacher before killing themselves more than 8 years ago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like we're dealing with several wrecks, most of those off the highway with the exception of U.S. 85 southbound at Florida. Problems 48th in Colorado. We had a two-vehicle crash on northbound Stout at Broadway and dealing with a rollover wreck at 54th in Peoria. So those intersections you definitely want to avoid. We are at peak volume on all of our highways across the metro area, so just expect a busy commute. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, sunny, high of 95. Tonight, partly cloudy. Some evening storms and a low of 64. Right now, it's fair and 79. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Sepian Pots, enjoy Summerfest menu specialties, including barbecue ribs, wild Alaskan sockeye salmon, Japanese panko prawns, and the Basket of the Sea Cobb salad with salmon, lobster, and shrimp. For lunch or dinner, experience Summerfest today at all Front Range Sepian Pots.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Ward Churchill case today on Jay Marvin Show. And once again, the number to join us is 303-713-7600. Be patient. The lines are filling up fast. Now, the thing is, I've been thinking about this during the break, because I really like the ACLU. I've supported them in the past, and I stand up when I listen to them speak. But the thing is, I do disagree with them, and here's why. If, let's say that there were a prominent right-winger out there saying liberals suck, they're little Eichmanns, they're jerks, they're fascists, they're creeps, and he wrote that in an article, I'd have to say the guy has a right to free speech, and how horrible is he, right? But let's say that this guy had robbed a bank for $20 million. He was a banker, and he wrote this as an editorial, an op-ed piece. And he had also, you know, had apparently stolen some things, but they kind of went, oh, he's a nice guy. We'll overlook it. But then a couple of years later, they uncovered the fact that he has systematically been ripping the bank off to the tune of millions of dollars. Would you want that guy arrested for thievery and fired? Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, that's the underlying crime, no matter how it was discovered, the guy is apparently very intellectually dishonest, and does he deserve firing? Yes. Jason in Laramie, Wyoming, welcome. Thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk this fine morning.
Well, Aaron, thanks for having me on, and I got to say, first off, you doing the work and Jay's show and all of, you know, Air America and the whole group, this is the definition of broadcasting in the public interest, allowing us to come together on very important topics and have a conversation about that. Having said that, I fundamentally disagree with you on a number of issues, and I'll try to be as concise as possible because I really want to hear what you have to say. The ACLU is spot on in my book, and here's why. They didn't investigate until the free speech, but the point is there was a culture on campus in that particular field where a number of other professors were engaging in the exact same behavior, and it wasn't until Ward Churchill said this that he was investigated and subsequently or had this type of action taken against him. Now, your analogy to the banker is interesting, but, you know, that is not applicable, I think, at this point, because they didn't go necessarily after him because of that free speech. If he's been ripping the bank off consistently, I don't want to get into the banker analogy. It's kind of complicated, but what I'm trying to say here is the concept is simple. they have a culture out there, and essentially the culture exists that as long as you don't say anything that we disagree with, it's all okay. We're going to wink, wink, nudge, nudge, look the other way, and let this go on. But the one guy who stands up and uses his free speech rights then does no longer have the same principles and standards applied to him that we're applying to everybody else. That's the issue. And I also take issue with this idea that we as the left have to embrace Ford Churchill as a champion. We don't. It's the principle that we embrace as a champion. I don't think the ACLU was exactly excited to defend Nazis who wanted to march in Skokie, Illinois.
In Skokie, Illinois.
They didn't wake up one day
but
and say,
see,
let's go defend Nazis.
I defend his right to publish it. He was not prohibited from publishing. He was. They did not want him to go ahead and come and speak at their college, but they have a right to read his work and
right,
go,
they had a right to say, we don't want to pay you to come speak at our college. That's perfectly fine. I mean, that transaction is acceptable, but to say that the point is they began an investigation and conjured up posts, they'd already decided to fire him. The politicians had already said, fire this guy before there was any investigation.
I don't agree with you. Didn't Kathy Hasuri just tell us that actually the committees did not necessarily recommend firing, that they recommended suspending him?
No, I wasn't talking about the committees. I was talking about politicians.
CU's usually, I know Hank Brown is the president now, and he's a conservative, and I think that figures into everybody's thoughts on this,
I didn't even know that. I had no understanding of what his
You didn't know that he was a former
was.
Senator? Okay, go ahead.
I'm new to Wyoming and the region,
gotcha.
So I'm not up on all of that. I'm on this issue, I'm paying attention because I didn't know he was a conservative, but that's not the point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
They went after him initially because of a protected act. That's the point. Larry Flint is not, by anybody's standard, a really nice guy or a good human being.
But the man was shot
and imprisoned for acts of free speech. And that's the principle.
This guy has to take responsibility. Look, if he had just written these, I think, execrable words, right? If he had just written this faulty, logically thought out article that he wrote, and he had some good points about that the United States has to be responsible for its actions overseas, absolutely. But on the other hand, that's like saying just because he was a little bit smart, he's all okay. Now the reality is no. Wait, let me finish.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that he gets a free pass no matter what else he does, and that's not true. You know, the reality is if this had been a right winger and he had written that the liberals are responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that it was all our fault, that we caused every kind of genocide in the world, and then it was discovered that he was an academic with a terrible track record, I would still recommend that he be fired, okay? So I have to look at this from, I have to look at it as if it's directly analogous. Would I still fire the Ward Churchill if he were a right-wing conservative? And the principles were exactly flip-flopped, and the answer is yes.
I agree that what Ward Churchill may or may not have done, because I haven't read all of the findings yet from the committees, may be unacceptable from an academic standpoint, but they did not recommend dismissal. And the point of this is, it goes back to the primary point, that this culture of plagiarism and was at the very least tolerated and accepted and known about, and not just with Churchill, but many other professors apparently at the university, all aware of this and all engaging in this activity, and there was this culture, and
that's
wink, wink, nudge, nudge, until somebody stood up and exercised free speech.
And that's
right.
Appalling. And that's appalling.
That's the problem, is that it's the exercise of the free speech that then triggers all the rest of the stuff, and that's
it's his own actions. It's not he wrote what did he think? He'd write a really supremely controversial article and no one would pay attention when we were raw from the worst terrorist attack in the history of the world? He should have thought that, listen, let me tell you something. If I were a serial plagiarist and I made up facts in history, I might not stick my neck out thinking, ooh, I'll be fine.
You know, but I think that everybody makes mistakes. We're saying that he set out, like, the first one. You know, you've got to understand the psychology. What happened to Jason Blair? It got to a point where there was a little bit, it began, and then it ballooned. And to say that...
And you could conceivably say that Jason Blair's free speech led to his investigation as a bad reporter.
Frankly, But the argument is you're making, I mean, Ward said some very bad things, and I don't know him well enough to say that. But my point is that this culture existed, and yet it was not until the exercise of a protected right.
And I will agree with you that
this
was wrong.
Happened, and that's the problem.
Okay.
Okay, and because everybody makes mistakes, and if anybody who's made a mistake can't stick their neck out because, well, I've made a mistake in the past, and so now if I speak up about something, I'm automatically discounted. That really hampers our ability to
I'd have more empathy for him if he showed a soupçon of regret for having been so intellectually dishonest.
Thank you for your work, Aaron. I gotta go read stories to children, okay?
Okay, go read stories to children. Jason, that's more noble work than probably any of us are doing this morning. Thank you for calling. I'm Aaron Hart. Well, good morning to Lee in Denver. Good morning, and thanks for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Aaron. And I have to say that I am right on board with Jason on this one. And I am going to say, I agree with you. I don't like Ward Churchill. Obviously, he's an academic fraud. However, we don't use whether a person is innocent or guilty as a reason for beginning an investigation. There has to be probable cause. And in this case, there wasn't an investigation started prior to his First Amendment speech. And therefore, he was targeted for...
Wait. What if the reason that they opened up the investigation is they were trying to confirm what a great professor he was? That's not necessarily true. You don't know. Look, I know that CU is a hotbed of liberalism, has been in the past, certainly probably still is. Maybe not Hank Brown, but certainly a lot of professors there. And there's nothing wrong with that. Academia, I think, is possessed in part... I mean, conservatives complain about this all the time, but I personally think that our universities are hotbeds of liberalism because liberals are generally speaking smarter than much of the right, than perhaps a lot of right-wing conservatives
now,
working
Aaron,
for Fox.
That's not true.
I'm joking.
Right.
I'm joking to a certain extent, but what if part of the reason I think they opened the investigation was to dispute the people who wanted to fire him. And so they were going to look back and say, okay, this guy is okay. Are we on solid ground defending him? Which anybody should do if they are investigating an employee. Look,
but they shouldn't have been investigating him.
No, wrong.
They should have simply been saying to all of the distractors, you might hate whatever he said. That's not the problem.
So wait a second. Excuse me. By your logic, then, that this guy who's intellectually dishonest, we've agreed, has falsified information, we have agreed, is repulsive as an educator, we have agreed, should stay on staff merely to protect his free speech?
Yes.
That's gross.
No, and it happens all the time in our legal system.
Wait,
Aaron. Yes, it does. Constantly, evidence is thrown out when it is illegally obtained. The whole purpose of our protesting The whole purpose of our protesting wiretaps is because they go against our freedoms. Not because, you may be innocent or guilty. The whole process of wiretapping people without subpoenas, without all of this information, is because it goes against our Constitution. And you can't start investigating a person because they've made a statement that you don't like.
I think you're impugning the motives of them, and maybe the reason they were looking at it was to be able to shore up and say he's a great professor. We promoted him early because his record
also
showed.
They should have never started the. That's the wrong. Incorrect.
I don't agree with you.
I disagree. Their whole purpose should have been, you know what, Mr. Governor, I'm sorry, but we don't like his comment either. However, he's got the right to say it, and that's
it. All right, thanks. You're very passionate defense and well said, but I still disagree with you. Thank you for calling. 818, I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I think we're going to agree to disagree today. Maybe we're all going to need to jump in the new Wild Waves ride after this. Man, I wish I were in Colorado so I could go jump in. Highlands Hills Water World. Just got the turbo racer, an 8-track water slide. Shoots patrons up to 22 miles an hour and 410 feet of track. Woohoo! 810, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Morvin Show. It's 303.
Honey, were you able to get that set and grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no, the washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna shout!
Frustrated with set and stain? Don't take it out on the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So, where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
Set and stain, shout it out with Shout Advance. SC Johnson Family Company.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Need and also want. You don't buy a car unless you need one. And you got to want the car that you want to buy. That's why I recommend you go to Rocky's Autos. They've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So you can find exactly what you're looking for. Plus, their matching down incentive helps you out because it helps you stretch your budget even farther. And they've got good people to help you in a time of need and also in a time of want. They're not going to take advantage of you. See my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Adolph Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies, Ziggy and Colby. Ask them. Talk to them. See the difference. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. That's Rockies Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There's nothing worse than a backseat driver, except maybe a backseat griller. When you're trying to grill those perfectly marbled steaks, turn now. You missed the turn. It's cooking too fast, too slow. Put the top down. Careful. Just remember, one driver, one griller, and only one thing to put on the grill. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff. Sea-Doo personal watercrafts are all about freedom. Freedom from rush hour traffic. Freedom from boring meetings. And now Sea-Doo adds freedom from payments. Purchase before August 5th and you'll enjoy no payments, no interest until next year. Plus, choose from up to $500 in gas money or a 3-year limited warranty. Hurry to your local dealer today. No payments, no interest, and free gas or warranty. That's what I call freedom. Sea-Doo. Leave everything else behind. Offer ends 8/5/07. Valid on 05 or newer models and in U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Conditions and restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, morning 6 to 10.
Just answer the question. Don't sit there and fool with me.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
We the people are the ones who hold the power.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
We want to arm the people who have been killing our soldiers.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Now at least you have something to replace your old nightmares with.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM760.net.
All I have to prove in federal or state court is that his free speech protected comments were a motivating factor in the decision to terminate Ward Churchill.
And that's David Lane. And if you get into trouble and you want to be defended, you should probably hire David Lane. He's a tireless advocate and very good at his job. That doesn't mean I agree with him. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Kathy in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 and Hi. Progressive Talk.
Hey. Hi, Aaron. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty swell, despite the fact that most people disagree with me, but we're having a good discussion, which is the point.
Well, I agree. This is the first time I've ever called to a radio station. I was struck by what Kathy has already said. It just seems to me that it's rather disingenuous to assume that his firing was totally based on his writing. If you take it to its logical extent, it means that he could never be fired because they would tie everything back to that
right.
particular writing. And I don't think an employer ever can be relieved of that right to dismiss an employee that is doing something unsatisfactory according to whatever that business protocol is. It just seems disingenuous to me. And I understand that, your past couple callers, they're saying, you have to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt or motivating cause or whatnot. It seems to me that this is a civil matter and that you don't have to have that huge burden. And if they discover, if the employer discovers along the way on some other tangent that they have done something that is not following the principles of the company, they should be able to have that right to fire them. I'm a true believer in the ACLU. I consider myself to be a progressive. I consider the freedom of speech to be a very high right. But I think they're right to get him out of there because I went to see you too, and I never took a course from him, but I don't want to be taught by somebody who doesn't hold up high ethical moral, and moral doesn't even come into it, high ethical standards to teaching.
Well, yeah, and apparently, you know, see, the thing is, I do agree that perhaps his speech got him into some hot water. But as you say, what's he supposed to do? Remain a professor for the rest of his natural life? And that's certainly what they're going to say. David Lane's going to argue that, you know, I don't think he's going to ask for a specific amount. I seem to remember him a quote of him saying, but they're going to want the jury to say, okay, he gets the salary for the rest of his natural life, and that may be one of the consequences that CU has to face. I'm not sure I would agree with that decision, but I believe he has a right to sue if he so chooses, certainly. But I have the right to say, as a former citizen of, if I were currently a taxpayer in Colorado, I'd say, hell no, I don't want to pay his salary. Get him out of there.
Well,
and not
I
because
agree.
Of his 9/11 points of view, which I also find disturbing, but because of his academic record. And you know, yes, it did. The controversy did shine light on it. But you could argue, you know, there's that principle in law. I'm remembering my Law and Order episodes now. And there's inevitable discovery. And if he had kept publishing incorrect, erroneous stuff or stuff that was ludicrous, maybe they would have looked at his writing. Maybe that was the aspect that drove them to look at it. Was the terrible scholarship in his essay. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess you could argue an inevitable discovery as well. I'm going to throw around terms like that.
Well, I'm a lawyer, but I haven't practiced in plenty of years. So
I don't
not
even play
totally
one on the radio. Yeah, I don't even. Well, I actually did used to sort of play one on the radio when I covered the O.J. trial and used to go toe-to-toe with Kaplis. I also find it absolutely remarkable that I agree with Dan Kaplis about anything. But there you go. I also happen to agree with Craig Silverman. I know, Silverman. The idea that I would agree with Dan Kaplis is really rather even more remote than agreeing with Hank Brown, perhaps. But on the other hand, so be it. It's a different day in the neighborhood.
I agree.
I definitely need a wild rose right after that. No, anyway, I'm just kidding. It's 8:27. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Eric in Westminster, thank you for joining us on the J. Marvin Show this morning. It's 303-713-7600 for those of you who are wanting to get on. Hi, Eric.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You are doing an excellent job standing in for the regular host. Really enjoying listening to you.
Thank you.
I am a doctoral candidate at the University of Colorado, not in that particular discipline, but I'm also on the faculty at Metro State. And I believe firmly that academic honesty needs to be taken very seriously. As a student, I know that my work is looked over with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that my research is original and has some sort of validity to it. And I have to say shame on CU for not taking any former or previous allegations of this seriously enough to investigate.
Yes, absolutely. True enough.
It appears that people that are on his defense are sort of using a philosophy of the failure to read Miranda rights as a way of getting someone off of a case, you know, that the criminal gets prosecuted and then claims they didn't get his Miranda rights and then gets off. But the problem with that is, and I'm not a lawyer, and I would love to hear from one who knows more about it, is I'm not sure if that applies to this sort of case. I don't think it may not even matter why they investigate him, even if it was for political purposes. It may not even matter. As long as they discover that he was dishonest, you know, I think they should take care of that to the full extent that that they should.
Well, you know, if he had gone out and said, George Bush is great, the Iraq War is the best thing ever, it's fabulous, and that had caused them to investigate him, I say, okay. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
That's where I come down on it. If I'm going to say it one way, I have to look at it from the other, and that's why I find Fox News and the rest of the, you know, chortling conservatives so repulsive on this issue, is because they're, you know, they are hanging him for his 9/11 comments. I'm saying he has the right, I don't agree with his premise, but a lot of it, but I have the, he has the right to say it. But the fact that they found subsequent sins and prior sins after that, I think, is certainly allowed. And they have the right not to have an academic criminal on their staff, if that's
exactly
in fact what he was.
Yeah, I just think it would be interesting to know what the rule of law is as it pertains to a civil case like this.
Well, David Lane apparently feels like he's on really strong ground. So we'll have to see what happens, and I will put the APB out for any lawyers who are listening to us who might want to call with their thoughts on this. And my hat's off to you, because academic research ain't easy.
All right, thank you.
It's not at all. Eric in Westminster. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 8:30. We're going to shoot to traffic here, but I'd love to hear from you. We're still weighing in on this issue. We'll get to sports, too, a little later in the show if we can. I'm really just sort of fixated on that turbo racer ride, too. And this hot day might be a thing to do. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk, and time to check in with Gina Michaels. Gina.
Thanks, Aaron. Still shaking loose around the metro area, so we've got a number of areas that still seeing a lot of congestion. Northbound I-25, Downing Street Bridge to Alameda, just be aware of that. Eastbound C-470, crossing Highlands Ranch, and certainly still have delays on both directions of 225, crossing Aurora. Also had a couple of wrecks off the highway, Peoria, roll over there at 54th and Peoria, and a two-vehicle crash northbound Stout at Broadway. Weather outlook today, you can expect mostly sunny skies with a high of 95 right now. Under fair skies, it's 79. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens. Go for a soaking ride on the all-new Rip Curl. Hang out in Hooks.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This is what I used to help me lose the weight.
What?
This. NanoSlim. That little blue micro tablet. The smallest weight loss solution.
How many of those NanoSlim micro tablets did you have to take to lose the weight?
Just one a day with diet and exercise.
One?
One.
One?
One.
There's only one thing more amazing than the size of a NanoSlim weight loss tablet, and that's the powerful results you can get. Get new NanoSlim, enormously powerful, impossibly small, at Supercenters, GNC, Walgreens, and stores everywhere. Results will vary. Read label before use.
And I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best health care investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. When was the last time anyone offered to buy your car? At Go Automotive Group, we do it every day. In fact, we'll buy your car whether you buy ours or not. Simply stop by any of our 17 Go showrooms for your quick and easy appraisal. Then shop Colorado's largest selection of new and used cars and trucks. Over 7,000 Chevys, Subarus, Dodges, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Nissans, Toyotas, and more. And with a new Go Smart Choice, you'll see your trade-in value up front. Go sells thousands of cars and trucks every month, so we need to buy thousands back. Why not yours? Go will buy your car whether you buy ours or not. For your quick and easy appraisal, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Come by any of our 17 Go showrooms or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, it's Aaron Hart. We're talking about the very heated issue of Ward Churchill's firings. They have finally fired him at CU. You know, whatever started it, I think they're absolutely entitled to fire him. And tenured faculty did a report on him and found some very serious academic transgressions. So we'll continue to talk about that this very morning. You know, oh, my goodness, I can see L something in Littleton. But you know what? Lori, my handwriting is so bad, Lori, that when I write something down, I'm like, I would be the worst doctor in the world because I wouldn't even know what I prescribe people because I wouldn't be able to read it. Hi, Lori in Littleton. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, if my prescriptions are any telling, that would make you a good doctor.
Oh, good.
All right, like that. Well, I am calling to defend you and even go further.
Finally. Go ahead.
Proving eventual discovery doesn't matter. It's not relevant. This isn't a criminal case. There's nothing. This is nothing more than an employee getting fired for deceiving the customers. I mean, and that's all it is. And if you don't think that an employer has the right to look back at the publications that you have put out to your customers, I mean, going back years at any time for any reason, I suggest you get up out of your chair, saunter on into your boss's office, and tell him that and see what he says.
Yeah, no thanks.
Because
no thanks.
I mean, and it doesn't matter if you walk in there and you say, well, you can't look at my publications and my past work because the person who brought it to your attention hates me and has an axe to grind. That doesn't matter. And besides the fact that Ward Churchill's publications are public, it wasn't like they went through his, they didn't spy on his phone calls. They didn't go through his personal bank accounts. They took public documents that the guy had put out there for everybody to read.
He published them.
Yeah, he published them for people to read, and they did, and they took a critical look at it, and they said, this is not the kind of thing we want representing CU. The only thing that I can say further than this is what this should be, if the representations are right, that the culture is that lots of professors and teachers are doing this sort of thing. This should be a starting point where they say, you know what, we need to find out how much of this is going on, and they need to look at everybody's publications and say, how bad is it?
Well, and then they're going to say that Ward Churchill's free speech triggered their investigation. I mean, it's ludicrous in its scope when you think of it that way.
It doesn't matter.
No, you're right.
The investigation. It's that it was brought to their attention. They investigated, and they found that he was lacking.
Well, when your down-home analogy, I think, really works about the employee going into their employer, because here's what I thought of when you were speaking. Let's say that a customer service rep starts yelling at a customer and says some vile things, right? His free speech is being enacted. But if that triggers an investigation, if that triggers an investigation of his past prior public acts and he gets fired, so what?
Yeah, and it's even more appropriate because the stuff that Ward Churchill said was, like his past publications, senseless. I mean, the comparison he made was crazy and badly laid out, and so it relates to the things that he said in the past.
Yeah.
So there's a reason for people to say, well, the stuff he's saying here makes no sense. Let's look at the stuff he said before.
Right, and see if we've ignored things because of whatever reason they were ignoring it for. And if it's because of the tenured faculty, if it's because of his ethnicity, if it's because of anything, it doesn't really matter. People should not be protected for that reason, and maybe they'll quit pulling the trigger on somebody early just because, you know, they want to fill a gap that they should have filled anyway with a qualified candidate.
And the only thing I can say to the people that are defending Ward Churchill and saying that they, for whatever reason, because this was all started because he drew attention to himself, that they don't have the right to fire him, is you are as crazy in your liberalism as the people driving around with W stickers on their cars, crazy in their conservatism.
Amen, I mean, sister. Which is why I would feel the same way about a right-wing conservative who was treated the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your call and your wise head this morning. Thank you.
Stay with it. Bye.
You bet. I'm Erin Hart. It's 8:39, and that's not only because she agrees with me. She also lays out her arguments very well, as many of those of you who oppose us do. We just don't happen to agree with you. Robert in Greeley, welcome to AM 760. Sorry, Robert. Hi, Steve in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm pretty swell.
I do agree with you. I liken it to if you get pulled over after a few drinks and your taillight's out,
mm-hmm.
you know, he might have just let you go if you didn't smell booze on your breath.
Yeah.
When you have skeletons in your closet, you lay low. And this guy showed that he might be a very intelligent man, but he acted rashly and stupidly. And, you know, let's look at the rest of his stuff.
Yeah, and look, we all know that tenure has some problems, both pro and con. I just got a very thoughtful email on this particular matter. But, you know, Steve, I think the thing comes down to, is he a good teacher or not, and do they have the right to let him go if he's not? And the reality is, apparently he's done some pretty shoddy work. I mean, just because they can throw up a bunch of smoke and mirrors around the 9/11 thing, fine, but that really doesn't wash when you look at his record. And he would have continued, presumably, doing it, because apparently he thought he was getting away with it with impunity anyway.
That's what it is. I mean, I'm an analyst, and so we look at trends, intentions. You backtrack the guy, and then you project forward. And I don't want any more of this man. I don't like the way he thinks. I don't like the way he projects his thinking. And I don't want him teaching kids.
Yeah, and I don't agree with his statements on 9/11, but you know he's a great guy for talk radio to have around because you can dispute him. So I would actually prefer that he worked and was honest, but he's not. So there, and he has to go. Bye.
Well, the Bushies should love this guy because they're really kindred spirits.
Are you kidding? They're done. I know, but they will never look at that boy. They'll never go, we like this really dishonest guy because we're so dishonest. I don't think. You think they'll ever come to the reality that they're in total denial about Iraq? Never mind. Much easier to talk about CU and Ward Churchill. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
You too. You have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Steve. You too. John Hanks writes, tenure was originally developed to protect controversial thinkers and professors when they were singled out for having socialist or controversial views. Today it is used to weed out any candidate who demonstrates real originality or genius. If the graduate grind BS doesn't do it, then the committee will. When an enemy is at the gates, it usually doesn't appease them if an unpopular soldier is handed over to them. They will be back now that they have tasted blood. Well, here's the problem. If Ward Churchill were a right-wing conservative, I would still want him fired. So, you know, I guess you have to look at it from both sides, and I do. I do agree with you that tenure has been misused. Apparently it was misused in his case when he was granted it far too early after they really understood who and what he was about. Hi, Jim in Boulder. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're
fine. I don't really want to be on the side of defending Ward Churchill, but the issue I had with your argument that that the investigation might have started as some sort of way to, you know, look into his past and show what a great guy he was or how scholarly he was. That's just not the way it went down. Within a couple of days of when his comments about 9/11 came out, Governor Owens was calling for him to be fired there was any shred of evidence that he had plagiarized anything. So they were, you know, the Republicans were looking for his
public evidence. Apparently CU knew.
Well, okay, but the Republicans who were calling for him to be fired didn't have any idea. And then, you know, sure, they took a microscope through his whole past and
you know what?
Stuff that's not, that, you know, that didn't, that, you know.
And if he had been found to be have a pretty good history and maybe had only plagiarized a sentence or two, I'd probably be tireless in standing up for him, even if he was a right-winger. But that's just not the case, is it?
Well, the thing is, though, that the faculty group that looked at it thought that he should have had a punishment less than being fired, that his that the amount, I think that maybe some of the Republicans are exaggerating how much plagiarism happened, that the faculty group was suggesting that he face some sort of punishment, but less than firing, because what he did was not, you know, so much worse than, you know, what has happened many other times. And the way I, the analogy I think of is, you know, if you're going down the street at 5 miles an hour over the speed limit and they pull you over and write you a ticket because they didn't like the bumper sticker on your car, when normally they don't start writing tickets until people are going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, everybody else goes by at 5 miles an hour over, you know, and they find something and they found a reason to fire him that the faculty group didn't think was quite cause for firing. That, you know, sure, there should have been some punishment. Sure, he, you know.
Well, the system of justice is no doubt imperfect, and I understand that. But you also have to be aware. I mean, I got my first traffic ticket ever a couple of years back. I was outraged. I looked at the guy and I went, I've never gotten a ticket. I've been driving for, you know, more than half my life, and I've never gotten a ticket, you know, and I was really upset. And he looked at me and he goes, yeah, but you just did. And it was like, yeah, I just did. So the reality is, yes, I understand what you're saying, and I'm somewhat empathetic to it. And I understand why the professors might not want anybody to ever be fired for having committed an academic transgression. I still am on the outside as a taxpaying citizen. I have to say, I don't want my salary going to a public university that's paying this kind of salary for this kind of effort. And that's my bottom line.
If they were investigating people all the time for this, you know, I'd understand that, but like I said, the Republicans were calling for his head before they had any evidence.
Here's what I'll call for as a progressive. Maybe everybody should do more investigating on plagiarism and, you know, investigate it thoroughly and make sure. And particularly, I'm not just talking about the plagiarism. He stated historic inaccuracies with no substantiation, inflammatory historical inaccuracies. And that, my friend, also goes over the edge, beyond the pale, to a point that is not good for our country or for our educational system.
And for both those reasons, I didn't really want to be defending him. I didn't like the way it happened.
That's...
And like I said, you know, the thing with the governor wanting him fired when there was no evidence he had done anything wrong.
Listen, I've never defended Bill Owens for much of anything. I mean, I don't think I've ever agreed with him, and I certainly would never, ever, 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 and I'm teasing John J. Marvin a little bit, ever support him for governor, ever.
Yeah.
So I just want that record clear, too.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Although maybe he did a couple of right things. He did a lot of right things. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. And bravo to Jay for standing up against the wind. I do it sometimes, too, apparently today as well. I'd love to talk to you. 303-713-7600. We'll be right back. We'll be varying our topics. We'll have an open-ended hour. Not sure if I'll be with you tomorrow. I think Jay's coming back, but stand by. We'll let you know. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. Time for Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thanks, Aaron. Still has some slow pockets around the metro area. You'll want to give yourself a little extra time. Westbound I-76 toward I-25. Southbound I-25 still struggling from 104th to 84th with slow traffic as it is into the downtown area. Weather outlook today, we're going to have a sunny hot day with a high of 95. Tonight, some clouds move in. We'll get some of those scattered evening thunderstorms going down to 64 degrees. And tomorrow, cooler at 84 right now into partly cloudy skies at 79 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get to Quality Mitsubishi today on South Broadway and drive home a brand new 07 Outlander for just $8.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall,
For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
So you went out and got yourself a hot new cell phone. It's so shiny and pretty, with the latest and greatest features like music, internet, and more. But when you turned it on, it just didn't work as well as you'd hoped. That's when you realized a phone is only as good as the network it's on. And only one network is America's most reliable wireless network. Try out Verizon Wireless yourself, because now you can test drive calls, email, internet, and entertainment with our new America's Choice Premium plans. And with Verizon Wireless, you get hot, innovative phones like the fully loaded Envy by LG. You can quickly browse news and information, check out sports with ESPN MVP, mobile email with MSN Hotmail, Yahoo, or AOL, and download hundreds of basic video clips. Even get audible turn-by-turn GPS directions with VZ Navigator.
Get the Envy for $149.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation. Only at Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today or log on to VerizonWireless.com. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Network details at VZW.com.
The light's green. Go!
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know is that often high net worth investors underestimate how long they'll need their portfolio to provide for them in retirement. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 15-Minute Retirement Plan. How to avoid running out of money when you need it most. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-1146. It can be a personal tragedy when you think you've accumulated enough wealth to retire comfortably, only to realize you've come up short. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 15-Minute Retirement Plan, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-1146. That's 1-800-900-1146.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Hi, it's 8:52 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart on AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. I'm filling in for Jay, who's taking some personal time off. I'm assuming he'll be back tomorrow. It's, and no doubt, these topics will still be hot, hot, hot. And, I don't know, Wild Wave sounds really good right about now. We're going to talk about sports next hour as well, but we can continue talking about the Ward Churchill case as well, since that's inflaming our minds at the moment. We talked about the war in Iraq today, too. I'm going to hold sort of an open Friday segment in the last hour of the show today, so you can talk about whatever's on your mind. 303-713-7600. Stephanie in Evergreen, welcome to the AM760's Jay Marvin Show. Good morning.
How are you doing? How are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty well. I've had my breakfast, and I'm even feistier.
I'm having a smoothie. I bit my protein. I'm feeling great. I got a couple of points to make. The first thing is that you made a really valid point about maybe there should be more checks and balances. But every industry has an audit system. And since Enron, every major corporation that has shareholders has it, because you have to make sure that you're above reproach. So everybody has an audit system. There should be some sort of an audit system for everybody at one point in time, you know, even professors. So, I mean, I think that's a valid point. But also, in specific instance, to the Nazi reference that he makes, that clearly was a point meant to incite a specific, very specific idea. And it was meant to anger people and to get people all riled up. So that made it the main point of that article. There's no way around it not being the main point of that article.
And no, so, and he even notes it was ugly and may have been ill-considered in a later comment about his comments. Anyway, go ahead.
But it's not as if he just skipped over it. And, you know, sometimes you read something a million times and so
oh, yeah.
It doesn't. Every time you read that, you know that that's his main point. And
yep.
I will tell you that domestic and foreign policy definitely has an impact on our economics in our country. For, you know, look at what happened with Halliburton.
It just did. Another division of Kellogg Brown and Root, KBR, another official just got convicted for fraud and deceit, for cheating the U.S. government in wartime.
It's definitely made us a target, and it definitely made us a target at that point. But that doesn't mean that if you participate, you know, there's no link. That's not even a logical explanation for it. Since 9/11, we've become more of a target. And I read this article by Sorensen. I know John's laughing because I've been trying to get it mentioned for a million years. It's in the Washington Monthly. It's called The New Vision. The speech I want the Democratic national nominee to give. It's so poignant how we have turned ourselves even more into a target because of our policy, because we lie, we cheat, we are targeting a country that has nothing to do with it. So, anyway.
No, I understand. No, that's fine. I'm just like thinking, Washington Monthly, when was this published? John who?
John Turk.
No, I know John Turk, but I meant who's the author of the article?
It's Ted Sorensen.
Sorensen. Okay, I've gotcha.
It's a July-August issue.
Okay, August issue. Great, I'll try and find it. Here's the thing. I know what you're saying, but I still think even if that's true, it's like my analogy of the customer service rep yelling at a customer. If that, you know, causes the employer to look at the past history of this particular employee, and he's found to be extremely wanting, that he's been a thief or he's done some other things that are wrong, then you fire him, right? I mean, that's what you do.
I think that you're right, and I think that it's a really valid point. If, you know, you're right. If you fall down in front of the bank and you were stealing and that's how you get caught, you get caught. If, you know, whatever, that's the thing that makes it scary, and this is, I think, why people are so touchy about it, is that...
Anything that makes Fox foam at the mouth gives me pause, I have to say. But go ahead.
I think it, you know, it goes to, like, the wiretapping. If I'm talking about something with a friend of mine that has nothing to do with anything else, but I get in trouble because of that... You know, I think that that's the reason why people, but it's still legal. It's still, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think that that's what makes it sketchy and a little bit scary, is that, you know, what am I going to do that's going to make you want to investigate me? I've done things that are wrong.
Me too.
And, you know, I've sped.
You speed? Every cop in Colorado is going, Stephanie Evergreen, well, watch out.
I know that. I only go 5 miles ever.
Okay.
My dad was a police officer. I have a huge, huge, huge respect for authority.
Well, good. And maybe you'll be able to talk yourself out of a couple of tickets. But no, I hear what you're saying. And look, nobody's beyond reproach. Nobody's above the law either. And that's, you know, we have to have some checks and balances. And it sounds like it was a tough call, but I think the CU Board of Regents made the right one. And I feel comfortable with it, even though, like I said, I find myself French fried in disbelief. I agree with Dan Kaplis and Hank Brown on the same day. But there you go. Thank you.
Any organization has the right to say, they have a right to say that this is not a person that supports our values in the bottom line. They have a right to say that.
They have a right to say it, but again, I agree with you, and we'll talk about this a little further maybe on the coming hour. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
In terms of, she's right, though, about the chilling of political speech, because, you know, anybody who's studied the McCarthy era is given a lot of pause right now about all the screenwriters who were laid off. So the right to free speech is a very big deal. But, you know, I'm reminded of Dalton Trumbo, who pulled Johnny Got His Gun, which, if you've never read it, is one of the most searing indictments against war you will ever read. And it's set in the mind of a kid from Colorado, as a matter of fact. But he pulled it during World War II because he didn't want his speech to encourage people not to go to that war. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
While you're at your computer, There's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. 64 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Breaking news from Dallas, a series of fiery liquefied natural gas explosions sending dark black smoke into the air right now. Reporter Edgar Solis is watching.
It's just a dangerous situation because these tanks have really projected themselves with the explosion pretty much anywhere between 25 to 75 feet, you know, from where they originally exploded.
Buildings within a half-mile radius are being evacuated. Two major interstates into Dallas are closed. No word on any injuries or what's causing the explosions. In Washington, Congress is hearing about the explosion in post-traumatic stress disorder from vets who thought they left the horror of the war behind them in Iraq. CBS's Bob Fuss has been listening and joins us live.
Jonathan Towns said when a rocket exploded next to him in Iraq, he suffered a severe concussion and has had terrible symptoms ever since.
This is when everything started to go downhill health-wise for me.
But he, like many other Iraq veterans who say they are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, was discharged for a pre-existing personality disorder, denying him benefits. He says it's an outrage because he was fine before going to Iraq.
I did not have memory loss. I did not have endless, sleepless nights.
Other witnesses told Congress this is happening to thousands of soldiers returning from Iraq with psychiatric symptoms that aren't being treated. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
President Bush has heard from a panel formed to find out why vets don't always get the care they should. Live to White House correspondent Mark Noller. Mark, are there any answers?
Steve, in the Oval Office minutes ago, President Bush was quick to thank the panel for its recommendation.
We owe a wounded soldier the very best care and the very best benefits and the very easiest to understand systems.
In the Commission's view, the medical care wounded personnel receive is first rate. It's the bureaucracy that administers care after troops have left the battlefield that needs fixing. Among the things, the panel recommends better coordination of medical records between the military and the Veterans Administration. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
The latest warning from the government calls on airport security people to watch for possible terrorists trying to bring bomb-making components onto planes. Live to CBS's Sam Litzinger. Sam, what should travelers know?
That they should keep their eyes open, essentially. Federal officials say they've made four seizures at airports since September.
They've had a series of seizures that are, if you will, rather curious.
CBS News security consultant Paul Kurtz says there were things like wires, pipes, tubes. He says terrorists could be testing the system.
TSA is doing the right thing and letting people know they've seen something interesting. They want individuals, they want TSA to be on the lookout for similar types of materials.
Federal officials say there's no specific threat, though, Steve.
Existing home sales fell for the fourth straight month in June in California. A research group says mortgage defaults have hit their highest level in 10 years. The Dow's up 15 points. This is CBS News.
Oh, will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers six standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on an NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update.
I am going nowhere. It's not about break. It's not about bend. It's not about compromise. It's not about negotiate your rights. If you negotiate your rights, you have no rights.
An unrepentant Ward Churchill talking about what's next after CU Regents voted 8-1 to fire the controversial prof for academic misconduct. His attorney David Lane says, yeah, he's filing a First Amendment lawsuit today against the Regents.
We are now on offense. That's one good aspect of today. We are finally going on offense.
CU President Hank Brown says he stands by the Regents' decision.
I suppose one of the most difficult decisions the university's had to face is this kind of action. But in the final analysis, I'm not sure we had much choice.
The Regents' vote coming after 2.5 years of academic investigations. Federal funding cuts have now forced Colorado to scale back testing of mosquitoes for the West Nile virus this summer. So far, there have been less than a dozen cases. None of them fatal. And the Speaker of the State House, Andy Romanoff, says he'll call on China to end support for Sudan during an upcoming trip to Beijing. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. So far, we've got a great ride around the metro area. A few little slow pockets, south on I-25, of course, out of Thornton North Glen, and definitely into the downtown area. Watch out for a 3-vehicle crash, 2 off the highway at 29th and Colorado. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, it'll be a mostly sunny.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7600. We did ask the CU Regents to come aboard, but we couldn't find one to stop long enough to come on our show. But that's fine, because I'd rather talk to you anyway, to tell you the truth. Don't tell the Regents. We have been talking about the firing of Ward Churchill this morning. We have been talking about the extension of the war in Iraq. We talked to Chris Hedges about a piece in thenation.com that you absolutely have to read. It is a searing and sad story and features many of our servicemen from Colorado. So you need to read it. They're speaking out on the reality of the war in Iraq. And many of you who oppose it, you need to read it too, because it will help you talk to your conservative right-wing relatives who are still in the dark about why we should not be involved in this incredibly stupid war, insane war. And there are not enough adjectives to call it by its real names. The other thing I want to talk about is a little sports stories. I have to talk about the quarterback Atlanta Falcon, Michael Vick, who is awaiting, tomorrow, he'll be brought and arraigned for dogfighting charges and cruelty to animals. We have to talk about this because dogfighting is a dirty little secret. I'm sure it goes on in Colorado. If you've been to a shelter recently, you see a lot of pit bulls, scarred, ugly-looking pit bulls who bear the history of dogfights on their little faces. And this is a revolting, revolting practice, and we need to talk about it. So we'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about Barry Bonds. Ugh. Coming up on Henry Aaron's record. You know, it's like you just feel a little bit cheated, don't you? I do as a lifelong baseball fan. And the other thing is I want to talk about the Wild Waves ride or the Waterworld ride. So give me a call. I want to talk to you about that, and I wanted to give a review. If you've never been to Disney World and you're thinking about it, I just want to say a word about Blizzard Beach. So all that and more coming up. How do you beat the heat? Because it's going to be hot again. And so this hour can be about whatever you would like it to be about at 303-713-7600. I just have to rant about this quarterback, though, because it's been sticking in my craw since it broke, and I'd really like to talk to you about it as well. Joy in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Erin. So many topics to talk about.
Well, I know today's quite the news story, but you can certainly talk about Ward Churchill. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, as I've been watching this story unfold, first of all, everybody has the right to the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody also has to accept that with that comes the responsibility for what you say, you write, and you do. And if you have anything to be afraid of, then maybe you shouldn't do what you did. That's one.
Well, see, and he doesn't take any responsibility for his actions, which is the problem.
Isn't that frustrating?
Yeah.
And the other thing is that I was looking through the school district that my daughter goes to. If a child is or a student or a high schooler is caught plagiarizing, they're thrown out of school, and they fail the class. And that's the first time offense. And if they do it at university, they're thrown out of the university. So what's good for them should be good for their teachers. There's a fairness factor here.
Very well said. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, oh, I was just going to skip topics, but go ahead.
No, go ahead. Skip topics.
Okay. I think that Barry Bonds coming up on Hank Aaron makes me want to throw up.
It just makes me say it's like 7:56. He's only going to he needs three more home runs, and it just makes me queasy. You know, Henry Aaron, elegant man of baseball, amazing fellow, has led a life of exemplary rectitude since. And here's Barry Bonds, you know, obviously jacked up on steroids. It's just,
and a thug.
And a thug. And a thug. Who doesn't deserve to wear the uniform, you know? I mean, the San Francisco Giants. It's just, Bud Selig's going to follow him around now. We'll have the farce, but it's just really sad. It's a sad day for baseball. It's a sad day for baseball history. It really
is. I agree with you.
I just find it queasy, you know? It's like you just want the Cubbies to start winning or something good to happen, you know?
You want the Rockies to go to the playoffs?
No, I said the Cubbies. I said the Cubbies, not the Rockies. Are the Cubbies winning? Good, because I haven't checked lately. But
I want the Cubbies, whether they are or they aren't.
Well, what I want them to do is I want them to have their Boston Red Sox moment. Now that we've seen the miracle happen, I want it to happen to every team that hasn't ever won. You know.
I agree.
I had to laugh at Barack Obama. My favorite comment of his about, you know, what he didn't like about the person standing next to him. He said, "I don't like the fact that Bill Richardson seems to be both a Boston Red Sox and a Yankee fan, but he won't throw the White Sox in for good measure," which I thought was very funny.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, me too. If he's going to be anybody's in terms of a baseball fan, then he might as well throw in the Sox, you know. I think he said it actually a little differently, to be honest, but makes a better story the way I told it.
You know, Richardson, that shows the diplomacy.
You're right.
That goes in.
That's right. No wonder that man can talk to the North Koreans. He's actually been both the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankee fan.
He separated a bunch of them at the same time.
Probably.
Thanks
well,
for taking my call.
You bet, Joy. Thank you for making me laugh. You know, it's just a really sad day for sports in general. I mean, we have the NBA ref who apparently was betting the game and cheating. We have the NFL has now hired an independent lawyer to look into the Vic indictment. You know, dogfighting is barbaric. Jim in Golden, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yes, hello. You're talking about queasiness, the person standing next to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about swimming in children and adolescent urine at Waterworld. Yeah, great. God.
Did you have to remind us? But at least they put chemicals in it to kill it. Come on.
What's better, that or the Jersey Shore?
Ooh, tough call. Well, Jersey Shore's also got the added feature of the pestilential toxic waste dumps that are hovering nearby. So,
actually, I do in the 80s remember when it was Booby Brown, but now it's back to the beach. Actually, nice beach, actually.
They've cleaned it. They've cleaned it up a bit, and I can remember seeing some stuff coming out of the Santa Monica drains that was pretty gross too in California. So I got to tell you, it's a good thing we're more concerned about water quality today than we have been. Now we just have to worry about the Chinese polluting all our food and goods with their environmental pollution and waste. Great.
Yes, and even though I'm saying this about water, that doesn't mean I'm still not desiring to go there and get pushed around by some waves. That's how much I'm joining them for some water. So.
Oh, listen, man, did you read about this new ride? The Turbo Racer? Apparently you go, like, shoots pastrins up to 22 miles per hour on 410 feet of crack. And if you're desiring for public urine in a water park, have you ever been to Blizzard Beach at Disney World, I got to tell you, the last time I was there, I went by myself because I was with someone who had to go to conferences. So I went, well, I'm going to go. I'm kind of tired of Disney World in general. I think I'll just go to Blizzard Beach. And it's a little weird because you have to hang out in your bathing suit all day and there's no place to put your keys. Or you just have to pin them to your suit. So it's a little weird. But I have to say, most fun ever. They had these big raft rides where you got to ride with 10 other people in this incredible swirly ride. There was a long chute where you went screaming, which must be like the Turbo Racer, where you went screaming down head first. It was one of the best days ever. It is one of the best water parks I have ever seen in the world ever. So go the next time you're in Florida.
I end up just taking like 3 showers a day. One bike ride, go do this, take a shower, get back out, take a shower, and it's the only way I can deal with it. Wipe my arms down in a restroom and just keep on going.
I guess you just have to. At least you're not in the Jersey Shore with all that humidity. You're at least a little dry. That was my nephew was saying yesterday. He goes, well, Ann Aaron, at least it's dry here, you know.
I wish I was there, actually. People can malign that state all they want. I was there with my good buddies from back home and just teleport there for a little while, walk. I even recently did Google Earth, and I walked down
Wildwood. Oh, what fun. I think I'll go take a walk on the beach in Puerto Rico. Today's Commonwealth Day and the anniversary of the invasion of the U.S. into Puerto Rico. So
Puerto
Rico
sounds much better than Wildwood, I'll tell you.
Well, actually, I have to say, Puerto Rico would be really nice right about now because it's gorgeous this time of year, and it's kind of hot, but the water is amazing. All right, let's all dream of water and move on. But thank you so much for your call. Uh-huh. Enjoy those showers. Okay, is he wasting water? Probably. I don't care. I'm not going to fault him. It's 99 degrees these days in Colorado. I hope for a thunderstorm in your general direction, a safe one, I might add. It's 9:16. I'm Aaron Hart. It's 303-713-7600. How are you beating the heat? Are you going to go try the new ride at Waterworld? Does anybody have a review? I'll tell you what. If you go to Waterworld right now, ride down with your phone, with your waterproof cell phone, and give us a screaming review. John Turk and I would love it. 303-713-7600. And I tell you what, John, that's the kind of host I am. I go on location to do my shows. I'd be happy to do one with the waterproof mic screaming down that new ride. AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. 303-713-7600.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited.
The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
The I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-600-6295. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, let's see if somewhere, somehow, we can find a question you'll answer.
That was Senator Arlen Specter to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Talk about somebody who should be fired. 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Although as a progressive, you kind of want to cheer for them keeping him on because he's so bad. I'm going to do a real quick rant here, and then I'm going to jump to your calls. We can talk about Alberto Gonzalez. We can talk about the war. We can talk about Ward Churchill. We can talk about any kind of water world stuff that you want to talk about because I love water parks. I do, even though they are a bit dicey in other degrees. You know, I used to go with Hayden and Brennan to all these different water park, you know, stuff, play thing, beaches. I don't care. I mean, now they're let me just state quickly, they're fine young men in high school. But, you know, it's, come on. I mean, kids in peeing in pools, that's part of life. You know what I mean? Now they work on cars and talk on the phone and are off on their own quite a bit, which is also very cool. But I love summer, and we didn't go to Waterworld the last time I was home, and I really want to go. Okay, NFL fans who love dogs have to hate Michael Vick's, the charges against him. This is awful. Despicable? Yeah, dog fighting. I want to do a description of some cockfighting that I saw, you know, with roosters in Puerto Rico. Talk about Puerto Rico being in the news today as well. So I'd love to hear from you at 303-713-7600. I'll tell that story in a minute, though, because I want to get to your calls as well. David in North Glen, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I just wanted to say I hope that Michael Vick gets the full, whatever the law can do to him.
Throw away the key, man. Yeah. He's supposed to be 5 years in prison, yeah. $250,000 for interstate part of the charge.
I think he needs to be sent to Guantanamo and used for torture practice. I really do. I mean, I own a beautiful little white Staffordshire Terrier, which people call them pit bulls, you know. And she is the sweetest, most wonderful pet in the world, you know, and
I have Pedro, the Silky Terrier, who I love. And, I love terriers. What a breed! What a fun dog!
And they're so, they are so, you know, they're so misunderstood and stuff, and people, because of the media, has made them out to be big monsters and all this other jazz. Actually, if there is so much ignorance and stuff out there, and anybody that really needs to, that wants to know about pit bulls and stuff needs to go to YouTube and do a little research on YouTube. And, you know, but actually, you know, they were, in World War One, they were the dogs that were used for World War One. You know,
I didn't know that.
They were the, Helen Keller's guide dog was a pit bull. Yes. They've
really?
They've been used for police work, search work, guide dogs. They will do anything that you train them to do. Mine is just a wonderful, loving pet. And, you know, the AKA actually did a study on pit bulls. And, I mean, on all breeds and stuff. But they did it. And pit bulls actually scored higher in their disposition with people and stuff than a golden retriever.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, this is a very...
A lot of this stuff is just so... It's so disgusting, and,
yeah.
You know, I just give my dog extra hugs ever since I heard about all this crap.
Me too. I've been patting him a lot and sweet-talking and saying I'll never, ever. I mean, because what they did with these dogs, by the way, is they trained them. They bullied them. They tortured them. And they trained them to turn into killing machines. And then when they didn't perform well enough, they electrocuted them, hanged them,
shot them.
I mean, this is if a tenth of what has been charged in this case, or will be has been talked about in this case, is actually formally charged about him. Dogfighting rings are despicable. They are awful, and I just can't imagine. I think your radio just went off there, dude.
Yeah, I'm in my truck at work, yeah.
Cool. Well, I really appreciate you calling because it really is the animal. And, you know, NFL fans are saying, well, if he scores games, they'll all forget it. Not me. I won't. This man should face every consequences of his actions, and I would confiscate his property, too, and give it to the Humane Society, which has led a wonderful crackdown on dog fighting rings. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it, David. Here's the thing. When I was a cub reporter, for a newspaper in Puerto Rico, I was assigned to go to a cockfight to cover it, to write about it. The Sunday Magazine editor thought it would be an interesting cultural thing to write about. I was one of maybe three women there. Maybe there were four women, and I think most of them were engaged in a profession perhaps older than mine as a journalist. But I was sitting there, and I have never seen or felt anything like it since. I mean, William Faulkner, the Southern author, writes about something called bloodlust. And it was like that. The whole room was filled with hot, sweaty men who were like passing fistfuls of dollar bills and screaming and yelling and watching these two cocks go at it in the ring, and they were scratching each other. They were trying to kill each other, these, and they had their claws sharpened. It was disgusting. I mean, and yet at the same time, there was an excitement and a thrill in the air that I found also very disturbing, because you can get so easily caught up in it. And I have to be honest, there was a definite undertone of sexiness in the room, too, that was because of the passion and the lust involved. I mean, it was incredible. And I wrote about some of those things, as I recall, when I write the story. Of course, I don't remember the story totally off the top of my head, of course. But I wrote about, and I remember writing that I felt disturbed at the same time I was caught up in the excitement, and I realized that these things probably weren't very good for us at all as human beings, and that we shouldn't be having animals fight as our surrogates, one, and two, we shouldn't probably be fighting at all, if I had my druthers. It was incredible, though. I mean, it was dark and hot, and it's literally like fistfuls of dollar bills. They would bet really fast and on the fly, and I just remember waving arms and screaming people and these incredible fighting birds scratching each other. Every time I saw a rooster after that in the hills of Puerto Rico, I was like, I hope you never have to fight. Scott in Winter Park, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Aaron, do you still eat chicken?
Well,
yeah, and you know what, though? Lately I've been kind of bothered by chicken. It may be because of these stories.
I'm sure.
Go ahead. That was John Turk, by the way. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, I was originally calling in to tell John how nice and cool it is in Winter Park.
Ah.
We've had snow since, you know, we had snow on July 5th.
You had snow on July 5th?
Above 10,000 feet. So it's been really nice up here this year, but I had to come down here and to Denver.
I'm sorry.
And I just wonder, you know, what sacrifices are we doing, though, as people? I mean, are we keeping our houses at 62 degrees in the summertime? Are we, you know, driving around with air conditioning always just maxed out? You know, and I just want to, you know, kind of bring that up, and also about the water. You know, I mean, I don't know if anyone's been up to Grand County Winter Park, but we've got probably, last year in June, we had 425,000 dead trees in the county. And that was just the county. And I know they're doing some stuff now, but, yeah, I just wonder what people are willing to do for sacrificing, you know, not watering their yards. I just drove by Best Buy and hear the water's just nice watering the grass.
They're watering at this hour of the day? That's ridiculous. They should water at night or in the very early morning.
Exactly. So, like, why are you doing this? It's not
Well, let me
right.
ask you, since I'm sure there's somebody in the audience saying this, so let me ask you,
okay.
What are you doing in order to, I mean, obviously you live in Winter Park where it's generally speaking cooler, but what else are you doing?
Well, like I told my other roommate, our old roommate, I said, I'm not driving with the air conditioning on.
Wow.
I'm
90-degree heat?
Well, it sucks, but...
You're probably a better man than I am, a woman, but anyway.
You get, what you get is better miles per gallon.
True.
So that can go right back to the war in Iraq. Or what if we had spent $500 billion on developing better fuels for the country for our vehicles?
Well, at my event the other day, and if you want to check out what I'm doing, go to AaronHartShow.com. But at the event the other day, because I was in a venue that wasn't very air conditioning, I bought everybody little cheap fans. And you can go to any hobby store, little store, and get little cheap fans, which are good for, I suppose, other places that you are. I'm not sure I can ride my car, dude, without air conditioning.
Well,
bad,
the windows are down, and well, right now, actually, I'm pulled over because I'm in a post office. But for the most part, it's not too bad. I'm figured, you know. What are people sacrificing their lives with in Iraq? What if we all did it for one day? Everybody got one more mile per gallon in the country. That's 300 million more miles per gallon we just got today. You know, okay, I'm exaggerating.
Okay, maybe a little.
But you know, it's those kind of things that, you know, if we can do collectively for a whole summer... You know, if you don't need the air conditioning on the entire drive, maybe.
As long as you don't make me stop eating Taco John's hot sauce up in Winter Park. Every time I have to go up and do chores with my brother-in-law, we would dream of Taco John tacos with the hottest sauce, the green sauce, which just tears your head off. And I'm sure on a day like today would make you want air conditioning in your car more. But thank you very much.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Enjoy. Well, enjoy. Don't fall asleep in the heat or pass out. It's 9:31.
Oh.
I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Thank you, Scott. It's time for AM 760 Progressive Talk and Gina Michaels, 303-713-7600. Hey, Gina, how do you beat the heat? Do you have your air conditioning on?
Of course. We got to get that top down for sure. That would be one way if you're headed into the high country. Just keep in mind that we do have a construction project. It's going on along eastbound I-70. CDOT's out there pacing traffic, so speeds dropping down to 20 miles per hour between Idaho Springs and the bottom of Floyd Hill. You can expect major delays there right now. Here in the metro area, watch out for a motorcycle crash off the highway, Washington at 70th, Colorado at 29th. Also affected. Weather outlook today looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day, but a hot one with a high of 95. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 80. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get to Quality Mitsubishi today on South Broadway and drive home a brand new 07 Outlander for just $8.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
The energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Send us instant messages to AM760.net. Good morning. It's 713-7600, 303. Put that in front of it. Love to hear from you on this hot, hot dog day in Colorado. Speaking of dogs, Michael Vick should play, if he's guilty, should face every single penalty the law allows. What a creep. You know, celebrity, many things given to him, athletic talent, which he has honed and used to the good. But now the Atlanta although he flipped off some fans. Apparently using the code name Uki, he took part in killing numerous dogs, according to the indictment he faces. Brad in Aurora, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. That and a cheating ref and Barry Bonds. And it's kind of tough to be a sports fan of any sort today. Hi, Brad.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm pretty swell.
I hope Dr. Churchill wins his lawsuit against the university.
Do you?
I don't believe that they went after him for plagiarism. Mm. They went after him for his stance on the war. That's the bottom line.
Well, if he had been a right-wing reactionary and had taken political views absolutely obvious opposite of mine, and he still was a cheater and a plagiarizer and a liar in terms of his work, I think I'd want to fire him, too.
Well, that's true. But again, I think the main reason they fired him was not because of his plagiarism. But
I don't. I think it was his plagiarism. I really do. I mean, I think it may have been motivated by some political ire, but I think they were thorough and they investigated to the hilt, because they knew they would face some controversy for this. And how can you keep a guy on staff who has this kind of shoddy research, who plagiarizes, who falsifies? I mean, he didn't just look. It's easy to remember something for some people verbatim, and sometimes they get in trouble by writing it down. That I can understand. But this guy made up essays, signed somebody else's name to it, and then quoted it. I mean, talk about intellectual fratricide. That's awful.
I agree with you. Normally, I would not support him, but because I know the underlying reasons, that's why I do in this case.
No.
And I'm opposed to the war, too, but I don't think we can pull out of Iraq.
You
don't?
Bottom
line is, we broke it. We have to fix it.
You know, I read the article today about the lasting until 2009, and at least, and the new plan by General Petraeus. And you know what? I don't think they've figured it out. I read this article, you know, based on the leaked reports of what this new plan is about, and they basically are saying the same things they've said off and on for 5 years. We've got to fix it. We've got to go. They don't understand anything yet.
No,
they don't get it.
They don't get the fact that they have to talk to the neighbors, whether they like them or not.
I think it's going to take an international force to resolve this.
Yeah,
I don't think,
right.
Or it's going to take a massive diplomatic effort on the order of Dayton. And I don't see any willingness on the part of this administration to do any of that.
You're
do
absolutely
you?
Right. No, I don't.
No.
I don't.
Me either.
But again,
right.
We have a moral obligation to stay until it's fixed.
Well, thank you very much for your thoughts, Brad, in Aurora. I have a lot of, I understand what you're saying, and ethically, I think you have a very good point, and it's going to be very difficult to do because I think we may be harming things more than we're helping. It's 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Paul in Denver, welcome. Hi. Hi,
hey,
Paul.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Good, good.
I just wanted to say that Michael Vick and George Bush should share the same cell together for the rest of their lives. They,
oh, no.
They both have absolutely no conscience about all the blood on their hands, whether it's humans or dogs.
Strap harnesses on them, put them in a ring, and make them go toe-to-toe, and we can
there
all bet
go.
On them. Let's just have, if we're going to have real dog fights, let's have those kind of dog fights. Let's put Michael, no, let's take Dick Cheney. Can I put Dick Cheney in first?
Right. Throw him there, too, yeah.
Yeah, let's throw Dick Cheney in with Ann Coulter going after all of them, and she would probably win because she probably has the sharpest teeth.
She probably would, right. Right. Well, I just got to get that out because that's just deplorable. Michael Vick should never be able to throw another football for the rest of his life.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the idea that you would train other beings to sit and do your fighting for you, but also the fact that they made them into killers, and then they killed them for not being good enough killers.
Right.
It's disgusting. I tell you, we just got to start, you know, if these guys, we want to make them stop making war anymore, we just got to say, okay, boys, here's the thing. You can have 1 month to conduct your war. Doesn't work out, we're putting you in a pit bull ring with your worst nightmare. You know,
there you
enjoy.
Go. That's great.
That's your penalty if you don't do it right. Think you want to sit down to talk now to conduct diplomacy? Good idea.
There you go.
Who says liberals are all nice? Not me. Thank you very much for your call.
All right, Aaron. Have a good
Thanks.
Day.
You too. Betty in Englewood, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm responding to an earlier conversation. You were talking with someone about what he was doing to, you know, use less energy.
Yes.
And I thought I'd just give you the litany of a few things that we're doing.
Good.
Everybody can't afford it, but we bought a Prius, and my husband knows how to go downhill in all directions.
I do, too, actually. I do that. I don't have a Prius yet, but I do that.
He gets a mile to the gallon on it. But people, if you can't have a Prius, then drive slower. Instead of people driving 5 miles over the speed limit, drive 5 miles under.
I do often. Makes people angry sometimes. I don't care.
No jackrabbit starts and no slamming on your brakes. I mean, just do everything slower. And then we put in radiant barrier in the ceiling to reflect the heat back out. And I am ordering this week solar blinds, which will block about 95% of the solar's rays and the heat.
Oh, smart woman.
And then you can. I had to save up for this. I mean, I had to scrounge and save up to do it. So it took me a while to get to this point. But in the wintertime, I can raise those and use the solar energy to heat the house.
Isn't that nice?
We replaced all of the screw-in type of light bulbs with compact fluorescents.
I have compact fluorescents everywhere, but you do have to take them to a specialized dump because they have mercury in them. You know that, right?
For what? For recycling?
Well, yeah, when you recycle them, when they die out, because I've actually been using them so long that I actually have some burning out now after 5 years or 7 years.
Well, I haven't had any yet. So where do I take them? So
well, up here in the Northwest, I take them to a special dump, a dump for, you know, flammables and paint cans and stuff like that. Just check. I'm sure they must have one in Denver. And you just go to the dump where you take, you know, old thermometers and stuff like that. Ask him. I'm sure somebody knows.
Well, I'll just ask around and see what I can
find. Let us know. I'm sorry I don't know off the top of my head. I'll try to Google it during the break.
But that's good to know about. Thanks.
Yep, you're welcome. And thank you for sharing your tips. I appreciate them. You know, the other thing you can do is, it's actually Linda Nicolai writes us and says, there's no difference in fuel mileage from having your air conditioner on or having your window down, which alters aerodynamics. Wow. People who understand physics. I'm so glad smart people listen to radio shows. Here's another thing. Yeah, people say, oh, yeah, talk radio. Yeah, liberals have some of the smartest listeners in radio, bar none. Roger Wise writes, urine is generally considered to be at least fairly sterile. Whew, I had forgotten that. That's right. Whew. Everybody go to Waterworld now with a relieved conscience. Hi, Mike in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's 9:53. 43.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning. I called in because, you know, I really feel passionate about the pit bull issue and the Michael Vick thing. You know, I've owned pit bulls myself for the last 10 years, and they're really, truly wonderful creatures, wonderful dogs, very loyal. Very loving animals, and
I have to admit they scare me a little. And you know what? It's mostly their owners who scare me, because quite frequently they have those heavy-loaded metal bite collars, and they look mean. You know what I mean? So I don't mean the dogs. I mean the people walking them.
Well, and that's part of it. You know, the wrong people want to own these animals because they get this hype in the media that they're these monsters, these killers, and they really aren't. I think a lot of it has to do with the owners, and I think, you know, anyone who would exploit these animals in the way that the dog fighters do is just truly deranged. I mean, to want to see someone, to want to see these animals, you know, rip each other apart, that's just, it's weird. I mean, I think it's pretty sick. And the way I think that those of us who are, you know, sickened by this kind of thing, the way you get back at someone like a Michael Vick is, you know, you hit them in the pocketbook. You go at the advertisers, and you know, you write letters to the NFL and the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. He's also the owner of Home Depot and Arthur Blank.
That's
and
right.
You know, my thing is I'm definitely going to write letters and say, look, you know, if you folks don't do something about this, we're going to boycott the products, you know, that advertise with the NFL and things of that nature, because I really think something does have to be done because it's such a despicable sport.
Well, it is. It's not. You can't even call it a sport.
Exactly.
What it is it's bloodlust and murderous intention being transferred onto dogs, which is disgusting. I mean, I just find that the antithesis of everything about ethical and moral and good sporting behavior. So I'm with you, my friend. It's like that ref betting on the game and shaving, you know, making sure that the points shaved the way he wanted them to in the NBA. It's disgusting. And then there's Barry Bonds going for Hank Aaron's. Everybody have a moment of silence and listen to our commercials. Thank you very much for your call.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. It's 9:46. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jave Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. And here's Rick Morgan coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks.
Aaron, we're still seeing some crowding approaching the downtown area from the north side. That usual stretch, 38 down the Spear, but it's starting to loosen up a little bit, so a better drive as you head across downtown. Looks good through the bridges now. No delays in and around the Tech Center. Pretty good drive on 225 as you make your way across Aurora from I-25 all the way up to I-70. I-70 is in pretty good shape on both sides of town, but in the high country on I-70, they're doing that work between Idaho Springs and Floyd Hill. Could be a little crowding in there on both sides of the highway. Just keep that in mind if you're heading up to the mountains right now. Weather forecast, going to be another hot one today. Highs in the mid-90s, tonight's low in the mid-60s, and then a break for us tomorrow. Looks like it's going to be back in the 80s with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High of 84. Right now it is 83 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need great-looking documents done right and on time? Office Depot can help. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Don't panic, but there's a blue thing around your head. It appears to contain a hotel and some sort of savings message.
Oh, yeah. I just booked a last-minute summer vacation on Orbitz. Saved 30% on my hotel. Got a great room, too.
Oh. Yeah. That's what I figured. Can I touch it?
No.
Please.
No.
Book your last-minute vacation to select summer destinations and save up to 30% on your hotel. Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, it's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart. We're getting a little lighter hearted because it's such a bleak day in terms of Iraq, Ward Churchill, the war, you name it, Humberto Gonzalez, blah. I say we all go to Waterworld and play. Sarah in Golden, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Fine. Is this Sarah? No. I'm sorry, Mickey in Golden. Hi.
Hey, the Ward Churchill thing has so many ramifications.
Yes.
One of your first callers, Pete, who argued that it was not a gross attack against people in the World Trade Centers, but he was referring to some people who had economic benefits from the war, and those are the people that he was basically referring to as little Eichmann. I think he missed the boat completely.
I did too. I reread it.
The real little Eichmann, his name is actually Alberto Gonzalez, and he's doing for Bush what Eichmann did for Hitler.
You mean greasing the wheels of the government to work for them?
Oh, allowing mass murders, you know.
See, I think comparing people to Nazis is a dubious enterprise at best. But go ahead, because they were evil beyond any pale of the imagination. But okay,
so that's your opinion. They were much more evil than what we're doing in the occupation of Iraq.
Yeah, the Nazis. Yeah. Much more evil.
I'm not with you on that.
I think the Nazis were evil beyond the pale of anything. I don't think it works to compare anybody to Nazis because the Nazis were in a special class of their own. That's my opinion. Please go ahead with yours.
Okay. Recently, there was an 8-1 vote on the emergency supplemental bill. Ed Perlmutter was the only Colorado representative or senator who voted not to continue funding Bush's occupation for four more months. It was an 8-1 vote. Cindy Carlisle or whoever that the regent is was the only one who disagreed with the issue, you know, as far as firing Lord Churchill. Sometimes there's a few people who are not willing to go with the politically correct.
I'm not having this point of view because of a political correct, but it's politically correct. I hold it because intellectually I feel it would be dishonest to do otherwise. But thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. I want to get some other calls in, but thank you very much for your call. Sarah in Golden, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
I'm calling just with a suggestion that I really would like to request that Progressive talk show hosts, when people call in and say, we need to stay in Iraq until we've won, or we broke it, we have to fix it, point out that we're not there to fix it or to help the people. We're there until they cry uncle so that we can get the big oil deal and split it with BP and all the big oil companies. It's a huge travesty of justice, and the fact that people aren't reading makes me sad, but at least it could be pointed out to them when they say win the war, what does that mean, that we're just there to get the oil. I mean, that's simply a fact.
I said we were doing more harm than we were doing good, and I'll stand by my statement and also add yours. Thank you very much for your call. Dan in Colorado Springs, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm trying to get you all in before the end of the show. Go.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
My first comment's about the Vic case and the Vic scenario and issue. Any promotional use of animal fighting for monetary gain is horrible.
Yep.
Let's not forget that he's innocent until proven guilty.
True.
And then with the Churchill case?
I've tried to add that every single time, but go.
Yeah. With Churchill, what has this done to academic unpopular speech in academic situations and culture, where one person makes an unpopular statement and they're fired as a result of that, maybe not directly, but
I hope it improves. I hope it improves the investigation of people who commit academic horrors.
Tenured professors now have to be careful of what they say.
Not if they have a clean record.
No, exactly. Are they going to have to be afraid that someone might find something? No one's perfect. People make mistakes.
Yeah, I think if he had had one or two instances, I think the evidence was overwhelming. He was bad at his job.
Unpopular speech is the nature of college.
I think it was a nature of his that his was not only inflammatory, it was inaccurate, ill-researched, and plagiarized. I think that was his biggest problem, to tell you the honest truth. But I thank you for your call. And, John, I'm a dope because I just dumped my call list, and I need to know John and Thornton. Hi, John. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm glad we could squeeze you in, too. Go.
Aaron, I love what you do.
Thank you.
And
me too.
Three players. Just all you have to look at is the rookie cards. Lenny Dykstra, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire.
Mm.
Watch the tapes from the 80s to the 90s and see how the players, how much they've grown.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I think of the class of Henry Aaron and the death threats that he had to endure because he was a black man taking a white man's record, and thinking, you know, of all the nastiness over that and what class and determination and heart he showed. And then I think of beefy Barry Bonds with his surly attitude coming up and obviously, you know, not coming clean about what he's done, according to every reporter who's ever looked at it. And you know, it's just, it makes me sad for baseball. It makes me sad for us, but I guess it's part of our cheating hearts, you know?
You're right.
If we lie ourselves into a war in Iraq, if we let ourselves be led by a government that can do these things to us, and then, you know, I don't think he was reelected in 2004 either, just for the record. But the attitude that people could still support him after he had demonstrably, led us into a fratricidal war and done it egregiously badly. I mean, talk about a man who should be fired. I just don't get it sometimes. But I guess what we can do is cling to the notion that we root for the ones who play the game well and clean, and we try as much as possible to keep our own sides of the street as free of debris as possible,
and
pat our dogs on the head as often as we can, and ride those waves. How's that?
And play fair.
and play fair, you know?
That's all you need to be.
Play fair as much as you can. And we're all tempted to cheat. We're all tempted to be bullies sometimes. But the reality is we just shouldn't be able to get away with it much of the time. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate each and every one. I appreciate talking to all of you. I had a great time. Mythbusters tested AC versus windows things. They determined under 50 miles per hour, open windows are more fuel efficient. Over 50, the drag makes AC more efficient. Ooh, good. I'm going to go hit my accelerator right now. Thanks, John Dirk. Thanks for joining me. See you soon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Take care till then. I'm Jay Marvin and John Turk. I'm Aaron Hart.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like